participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All the Browns friends and the Brown shirts are here. Hey, get those scumbags out of here. Get those terrified out of here.
They follow him every day, and then they shout his name.
Thank you, boys. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hunt, Oshbig, and Latouris, and all the ships at sea. And now, with 4 hours dedicated to dismantling the career of Grammy-winning entertainer Ray Stevens, here's Don Geronimo and Mike Plumera.
Oh, is today the Ray Stevens day?
No, but we will dismantle him today.
Yeah, well, one of these days.
Next week,
it's a day this week.
It's a day this week?
Yeah, either today, tomorrow, or Thursday, since we're on a truncated week.
How about that, Ethel?
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday.
It's
February 26th.
Right.
10 months until the day after Christmas.
That is very exciting news.
And I'm the only one that thinks that.
Right.
Here are the phone numbers. I mean, it's a fact, but I'm the only one that bothers to think about things like that. Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. Oh, we got plenty of love for you today, D.C. WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York City on WNEW. Your hotline, 877-692-1027. There he is. You love him on the X-Files as the smoking man. There's our friend Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
One of these days, I'm really going to get a digital camera, and I'm just going to take a picture of you alone in solitude out front of the radio station.
Uh-huh.
Taking a drag on your Marlboro or whatever. Oh, is that a secret model? Does your wife
not
know?
Is that still a secret, Buzz?
Oh, yes. You're all right.
Oh, sorry. Maybe she's not listening now.
Right.
But having a lollipop.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, it's quite a picture as Mike and I come down the hallway and we see Buzz,
the lone man,
simply enjoying the fresh air.
Just,
you expect to hear that.
Just standing by himself out front of the radio station.
Yeah.
Well, listen, first order of business here. As you know, the company we work for, and we love it. We do the infinity dance every day before the show. We're so happy to be here.
Infinity, infinity. Pick your legs up, put them down.
The Infinity Broadcast Company no longer buys the Arbitron ratings.
No.
So today was the day that the monthly ratings come out for D.C.
Yes.
I told you last week how poorly the show was doing in New York when we called another radio station. Well, we don't have to call any other radio stations on the air here since we're pretty
We're pretty set with spies at stations in D.C.
Yeah, we're a little plugged in.
Excellent.
And all I can say is that we're not allowed to give you exact figures since we don't pay for the figures.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say that once again, thank you.
Thank you, Washington.
You are doing an extraordinary job.
Wonderful.
Of listening to this show in our new time slot.
We are very happy.
And you are doing a fantastic job of admitting to the ratings company that you listen to the show.
Excellent.
And the only thing I want to say is that I heard, I don't remember who it is, you know, I talk to and listen to so many people every day.
You're constantly having conversations with people. You monitor the radio. You know, you get information from so many sources.
I'm a sponge. You know, I'm just a sponge for all this that I hear.
Right.
And people I talk to. Anyway, it would be my thought that as far as I heard someone yesterday, I can't remember who it is, questioning a lead-in, saying that something to do with a lead-in. And it seems to me that at least here on WJFK that, wow, any show that follows this show would certainly have a
very solid lead-in.
Couldn't a lead-in.
Better.
You would have
a
very solid lead-in.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a... I certainly wouldn't have any complaints.
No. So that's all I wanted to say. And
very good.
Thanks, and it's great, and thanks for the ratings. And we're going to be celebrating those ratings on Thursday when we, in fact, drive around the Beltway.
Hallelujah!
In the RV that no S is named, the Grey Goose.
Really?
It is.
Sounds good.
No, it's not, Mike.
It's cheesy?
It's cheesy, but it's an RV.
Very good. I love RVs. Am I going to be able to lay down?
No.
Damn it.
And we're going to have the show when we drive around the Beltway and give away money to say thank you for listening to the show. That's on Thursday. Also, for obvious reasons, what with national security and all,
yes,
we've been asked to downplay how we are making this broadcast happen.
No problem whatsoever.
If you got... what I'm saying.
No problem. I'll downplay as much as you want me to downplay.
Well, let's just
watch this. Downplay.
We are just, we're doing it with satellite technology.
That's right.
That's all we want to say on that topic.
May I say hello to someone who I reunited with yesterday?
Who's that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No major announcement.
Okay, all right.
Much as I'd love it to be true. I want to say hi to my good friend and personal trainer who I am now once again working with, Mr. Brian Teets.
Well,
it's Teets in the house.
Let me just say that I know that there is no better motivation.
Yes.
To get yourself in shape to the thought that perhaps you might be on the open market. Which is why you can see I have totally let myself go.
Don, I want to feel better about myself. And you know what you do? You tend to the mind and you tend to the body. And no better person than my good friend and kind man. And, you know, it's nice to see that he picked right up with the kindness again, Mr. Brian Teets from Minnesota, where I have to listen to that accent again.
Oh, my God, I forgot to excuse me, that when we do the Ride Around the Beltway show on Thursday, it's sponsored by Subway.
Better downplay that.
7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Want to mention that they're bankrolling this.
Eat fresh.
They're bankrolling this whole thing. And God knows, if we play our cards right when we're in this RV, I know that Subway sponsored this. We'll be able to run over not only Jarrett, but also Clay Henry.
Excellent.
Please.
Yes.
Perhaps both of them will be in a pedestrian walkway.
That would give me a lot of pleasure.
And we could run them over.
That would make me extraordinarily happy.
I don't think the people at Subway would be particularly pleased, but God damn, that would make me happy.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with your training regime.
Well, as long as I don't look in the side mirror when I'm on the treadmill, I'll be happy. I looked in it yesterday. And let me tell you something. I really have let myself go into a big tub of goo.
You're beautiful.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate that. It's, you know, it was just one of those deals where you look at the mirror straight on, which is the mirror you look at yourself in all the time, and you're fine. You catch this little wall that juts out, and there's a half mirror, and I looked in that one, and it caught me from the side. And I was a little concerned. And then they take you over to the, I call it the fatty corner, when you haven't, you know, I haven't exercised for a very long period of time. So
a year.
I'm starting up again.
Yeah.
And so they take you over to Fatty Corner, where there are no real weights, where they're like sticks and big beach balls, and all your exercises are done, you know, supporting your body weight, and it's just like the minimum stuff that you can do. And, you know, I'm sitting over there just going back. I do this squat with this beach ball against the wall, you know, to support my lower back, and it was just... You know, it's the toughest to get back to doing it again, because they always talk about that.
You got the motivation, though.
Yeah.
You got the motivation.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, come on. Let's face it.
No.
Let's face it.
Man, I just want to feel better about myself.
You want to feel better about yourself.
I want to be in better shape.
You will. That's your motivation.
But I'm still going to continue to deal with my depression by eating.
Well, that's a double-edged sword.
Well, it is. I mean, I worked hard, very hard at the gym yesterday, and then ate... last night at about midnight, I downed 2 Klondike Heath Bar bars.
Well, that would seem to
negate. That pretty much negate everything.
That would negate anything you
Plus
did.
Plus those Code Reds that I like drinking, like former, you know, pitcher and gambler Denny McClain, who used to drink like 2 cases of regular Pepsi.
Pepsi,
the one he's the one I always think of.
Denny McClain would load his car with 2 cases of Pepsi when he'd drive down to spring training.
You're the one that knows the Denny McClain. And wasn't that why he was 300 pounds, because he drank sugary soda
and
all day.
He wouldn't drink Diet Pepsi or whatever they called it at the time, Pepsi Light or whatever it was.
Sure, sure.
He wouldn't drink it because he liked the regular Pepsi.
And he drank this amazing amount of it and got big and fat, but not for long. Not me. I'm not going to eat like that for much longer, too. I had a protein bar this morning for breakfast.
Good. I just heard you order a turkey sub.
Not a turkey sub, sandwich.
Good for you is what
I'm saying. With mustard, with no mayonnaise, no mustard. But a little slice of cheese, because I like cheese.
It's protein.
And dogs love cheese.
I do. Well, good luck.
Thanks. I'll let you know my progress. Right now, I'm weighing in at 475 pounds.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sure, come on, you're kidding. You're not a pound over 400.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Rob, how are you?
Rob said last week we're gonna get twin mini bikes and have our pictures taken like Guinness Book of World Records. The 2 fat guys with the cowboy hats. Remember that going through school?
Wait a minute. Hold on. What? Me and you?
No. Rob and me. He was talking about Rob and me.
Hi, you.
Yeah. He was talking about Rob and me. Rob's kind of fallen off the wagon just a tiny bit. Yeah. I saw Rob's driver's license picture. And Rob, do you have your driver's license picture?
I don't. Just know that it's...
Oh, you don't?
It's a lot lighter than I am right now.
It was really... It looked like it did. I said, man, you were really young. And he said, no, this is when I was thinner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to... A couple of things. I'm glad that your son is okay.
Oh, thank you.
But you convinced me of at least 2 things.
Okay.
1, my 11-year-old will never drive until I have nothing to say about it.
Well, good luck with that, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. And second of all, I suffer from a little anxiety.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Mike, I don't take anything. Maybe I should. I'm nervous.
Is your voice changing just because you're nervous being on the radio, or do you sound like this all the time?
No, because I'm on the radio and I've got a throat infection.
Okay.
So I sound raspy. I probably sound like I smoke, and I don't.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
Yesterday while you were talking about it.
Hey, are you okay?
No.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Yesterday while you were talking about it, I had one of the worst anxiety attacks that I've ever had.
Well, I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. It's just that I'm glad you're okay, and I wanted to...
How did the anxiety attack manifest itself? I think he's going to start burping pretty soon.
Well, it just comes on. It's amazing.
Is this the burper guy?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. I promise.
All right. I'm just checking.
This is real.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling well yesterday morning, and when you first came on the air, you were talking about... bringing off, you know, the Ray Stevens thing, but you weren't talking about Ray Stevens.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah, I was here.
Then
I remember.
You started talking about what happened with Bart.
I remember it, yes.
And I just lost it. That's crazy, isn't it?
What happened during your anxiety? I mean, that can manifest itself in, you know, cold sweat.
I don't know what happens with you if, in fact, you suffer from anxiety. What happens with me is I break out in sweats.
I don't suffer from anxiety attacks. I think we all... Everyone in this room has anxiety.
Okay. Well, maybe it's then better called a panic attack.
Not cucumber Burbank.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm full of anxiety.
I will just start breaking out in sweats and feel like needles in me and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a terrible thing.
I'm afraid it's catching, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
All right. I wish I had more empathy for you, but...
I'm reasonably sure my heart rate was going up during that call.
Go get some help, my friend.
Yeah, well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
We're great, thanks.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Since you guys aren't actually paying for the Arbitron ratings now, you can really tell us what it's all about now, right?
No.
Nope. Still, they can still mess with you.
We still can. And we cannot tell you the exact numbers, nor the exact ratings, nor the exact figures. Suffice to say, you guys, you've done us proud again. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, that's cool. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, my friend. And, you know, they keep telling me that they're working on this. They keep saying that they're
negotiating.
They're negotiating with Arbitron. You know, they're negotiating with the only company that supplies the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, we got a lot of leverage in that one.
Hang in there.
Thank you. It's not like we can go to the, to company B and say, what's our ratings? It's like there's one company that gives ratings for radio stations.
Yeah, and, you know, if we went to company B, we'd have to deal with that bugle boy.
Oh, the Beagle Boy from Company B.
Thank you.
Hey,
hello.
A little tribute to Bette Midler.
Thanks, I'm here all week.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Strong start to today's show.
Would that have been funny if I said we'd have to deal with that pesky boogie-woogie Bugle Boy?
I think,
or was it Bugle Boy?
It was plenty strong.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
From the two fat guys on mopeds references to the anxiety guy.
Right, what can we do for you?
That's outstanding. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Speaking of anxiety and what you're going through personally and then all that, I just want you to know that what you're going through is something that couldn't have just as easily happened to Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard.
Those guys are fags! Goodbye.
I love that. He got what he wanted.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. I'm on the line here. Hello. Oh, Sonny, Don and Mike, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're doing great, Sonny.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you really think that getting in shape is going to replace that broken heart you feel every night you go home?
Oh, would you stop it?
You know, that other guy really made me laugh, and then you come along and just, you just naked cruelty.
Bastard.
Naked cruelty.
What's wrong with you, sir?
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, this is Eric, your Walmart VA man.
Oh, are you the guy who won the contest yesterday?
Yeah.
Listen, I got lots of talk from my friends yesterday that's maybe the funniest thing that they've heard on the show. Since the last great funny thing we did on the show, which I guess was whatever the segment was we did directly before that. But,
absolutely wonderful.
But a lot of guys came up to me yesterday and said, wow, that guy in the Walmart when he got the microphone,
right?
That was really some great radio, and I agree.
Terrific.
I agree.
I'm glad to be a part of it. I had a question about the women rating today.
About the what?
The women rating.
Yes, I promise we are going to re-rate the women today.
Well, since she's somewhat of a celebrity now, I think you'll be rating Sarah Hughes.
Oh, she doesn't count as a woman. She's still a child.
She's only 16, sir. She's only 16. Thank you, though.
Oh, come on. That's a woman to some of us.
See you later. Bye-bye.
It's nice to know that our big, happy winner is a pedophile.
Well, Mike, listen, let me just say that if you go below the Mason-Dixon line in some states...
16 can be the family matriarch.
There you go.
Right.
Now, I do have... listen, we got to talk today about the Redneck Olympics, which are happening tomorrow. We absolutely must decide the events.
Yeah, and I guess we were throwing a million events out yesterday, and you have to narrow them down, right?
Yeah, so we got
to
do that because our doors will be open tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock here at WJFK for the Redneck Olympics.
You had mentioned the one that I believe you can't throw out of any competition, and that's the tobacco spit.
Tobacco spit. We're also going to have the hubcap toss. We're also going to have the most Confederate tattoos.
Hubcap toss going to be a contest of accuracy.
Accuracy and distance.
And distance.
And also, we'll have one category, simply most Confederate tattoos. Another category, most body tattoos, period.
Very good.
Where we count all of the tattoos.
Excellent.
We're also going to have a competition, fewest teeth.
Hey, that's fantastic. Brilliant. I was hoping you'd do that.
Fewest teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd be interested in any of these categories, or if you can come up with any others.
And like the Superstars competition, it's going to be a cumulative score when they combine it. So a guy that can throw hubcaps real far, has lots of tattoos and very few teeth,
he could be our overall winner.
Could walk away with the championship.
Of $1,000.
The Redneck Olympics.
We're doing it all live out in the parking lot tomorrow. So all you necks, just start showing up at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
If you have a lot of tattoos, if you can throw, you know, your hubcaps far, if you don't have many teeth, and if you like to chew tobacco.
Incidentally, it's BYOT, bring your own tobacco.
Yes, please.
BYOH, bring your own hubcaps.
That's it.
And, you know, BYOT, bring your own tattoos. And if possible, we'd like to see your General Lee. We'd like to see your ride.
Yeah, the car will be extra credit.
Yeah, if you got a real redneck car
or truck,
bring that. Yeah, or of course, yeah. What am I saying about a car?
Truck, really?
What am I saying? Like they come up in a two-door. Listen, I do have a couple of things on J-Lo here to share with you. One of them is from the new Globe magazine. I know we're going to be re-rating women today, and I know we've already rated Jennifer Lopez. Here is a picture of J-Lo. Now, the question is, has she had a boob job, or does she use Band-Aids and tape to hold her breasts up?
Okay.
Here is a picture that is in the middle of the new Globe, and as you can see, Mike, they have a close-up where she's lifting her arm up underneath her armpit, and you can see that there is some kind of sticky,
there is some kind of tape.
Some kind of tape there. So I'm discussing this yesterday.
That's pretty obvious right there.
I'm discussing this with a buddy, and he sends me to a website. I'm not going to give out the website right now because I don't want it to be flooded with you, the Don and Mike listener, going there. But this
nice lats, too, on J-Lo.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Let me follow this up because on this website, what you have is J-Lo showing her down low. What it is it is a picture of Jennifer Lopez from a video camera being taken as she gets out of an automobile.
These are the worst.
No, these are
and the best.
She is not wearing underpants.
Okay.
All right.
And what you get is first a faraway shot of Jennifer Lopez getting out of the car, then a closer shot, then a shot of her privacy.
Oh, wow.
And let me say that it appears that she, if not absolutely, she is going for the JonBenet look. Mike, here are the photos from the website of Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my.
And her privacy.
Hang on to those. Oh, my, my, my.
Now, that sure does look real, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Hot, young, famous, and naked.
If you want to check this out, the site is consumptionjunction.com. And I got a whole bunch of, HTMLs after that that lead you to the J-Lo page. Find it on your own. But it's consumptionjunction.com. When I logged on this morning, it said, congratulations, you are one of 1,986 sick F's online right now.
Wow.
That I don't know.
Well, she ain't on no matter what. She's easy on the eye. You know that?
Sure is. I only wish that we had this kind of reconnaissance on all of the women that we are going to be rating. The picture in the tabloid of her boob with the tape or whatever's holding it up, and then from this website, the shot of the cootie area.
I could look at J-Lo all day.
Well,
she's just got it.
Sure, why not?
She's got it.
Now, keep in mind that we've already rated her.
Now, what does she do? She take her breast and put the tape on the side of her breast and then tape it to the top of her chest to lift her boobs up?
There are two thoughts on that. If you take the time to read the article, and I know most people, myself included, don't.
Right.
The theories are either that she does just that, or she's hiding scars, that those are Band-Aids to hide scars.
From a boob job.
From a boob job. Because if you look on the headline, look at the front page of the Globe, and it says, J-Lo boob job, ?
But that's not where they normally go in, right? That would be over on the, that would be underneath the breast. Well, I guess they can go in anywhere.
They can, let me see. And have we rated Jennifer Lopez yet?
Have we rated her yet, on our?
In our new, let me see. Yes, we have. And I gave her a 7.6. You gave her a 7.8, which averages out at a 7.7.
She's got to be very high.
She is currently in our overall rankings, ninth place.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
That's a strong showing for J-Lo.
I bet she's lifting them up. I would vote that she had them lifted up, that's not a bandage from a procedure. I think she puts the tape on the side of her boob and then, like, pulls it up.
I agree.
All I know is that if you get a copy of the Globe and then you go to this consumption junction site,
right,
and you put the two together, what you have in essence here is
an naked.
A naked photo of J-Lo.
Now, that consumption junction right there, that is a... That's a tough... It's kind of grainy, and it's tough to see. There is an outside shot.
I believe
that she would be wearing, like, you know, some kind of thong or something like that.
If it's a thong, it's a thong with...
It's like
kind of appears to be a little bit of hair on it.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I don't know. It's. I think it's pretty believable looking.
I do too. Come see it on the screen during the break.
I will. Yeah. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a great deal of pleasure.
All right, hold on. Earl says it's not her privacy. Earl, that's not her privacy?
Don.
Yeah. Well, you don't think that's J-Lo's privacy?
No. Is it the picture with the bodyguard standing next to her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen another same picture on the site. It says that. That is not her cooter. It's too smooth. It's her actual tan thong she has on.
A tan thong. Well, I tell you what, it sure does...
Yeah, that's the same thing I was saying.
It
looks like she's
got what it's called, but it said it's a thong. It's not her privacy.
Well,
so get excited.
Well, if that's a thong, then she is definitely sporting the JonBenet look because... I mean, I don't see any hair coming out of the sides of it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. She might have a little landing strip or something, but it's the one with the bodyguard standing right next to her. It's a thong. Well, I got them excited, too.
So whether it is or whether it isn't, I sure like talking about it.
Oh, so do I.
Thank you, Mike.
Just actually, you know, when you're discussing you, of course, saying coming out on the sides, which really is your fantasy, isn't it?
That's what you'd like.
As soon as the caller said landing strip, that's when I became intrigued.
Turned me off.
You know, well, you know what? You've identified women in there. You have said when we've had, I guess it was as early as last week, when the woman came in and you said, that's the way I like it.
Oh, the girl, teacher came in for tic-tac-toe.
That was a very trimmed garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
you said that too.
It was still round, though. I mean, it was not the
round
strip. It was like a
triangle.
Well,
you like the triangle.
It had soft edges, though.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's yours like?
Hey, don't worry about mine.
No, I'm fascinated with yours.
Hey, I'm calling. I'm one of your Kansas connections that you guys don't talk to.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I recognize his voice. Is this the cancer queen from Wichita?
Yes, it is. Hey, you remember me?
Yeah, it might be best to cut our losses and move on. She's no good.
Oh, come on. Come on.
She likes to fight with us.
I told him I wanted to call you because we're on tape delay.
You're wearing a tan thong?
We're on tape delay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't like that.
As a matter of fact, I think, didn't the last time we had her on, wasn't she on like a half hour?
She was very,
you know why?
She made us very mad.
You know why? Because you guys weren't playing that game right. The guest, the thing, the sound, the secret sound, that was the thing.
What I remember about you is that you like ran off at the mouth and you would never shut up.
Well, I wanted to shut up, but I couldn't get my point across because you guys wouldn't shut up. I wanted to shut up.
Oh, my God. This is not the way I want to start my day today.
Actually, it wasn't how I wanted to start.
I'll tell you what, ma'am. Here's the deal, all right?
She could be queen of our Redneck Olympics.
We're
going to
make a deal. We're going to make a deal. Shut up for a second, ma'am. Shut up for a second.
Please.
Okay. I'm going to make a deal with you.
What?
Why don't we'll keep you on the air as long as you tell us how you keep your garden?
No.
Okay.
Come on. Hey.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think you know.
Hello. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call. Your question about whether or not J-Lo got implants?
Yes.
I haven't seen the picture, but I work for cosmetic surgeons, and I can tell you where they put the scars.
Well, isn't it different? Sometimes they go underneath the nipples, sometimes they go underneath the boob, sometimes they go to the right or left of the boob.
Sometimes they can come up through the navel.
Well, they can come up through the navel. If they go, if they do what they call a crease incision, it is underneath the breast, right in the crease. So unless you were actually lifting the breast up, you wouldn't see it because when the breasts are down, it would completely cover it.
Can you please talk into the phone?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to. I'm on the cell phone.
That's okay. All right, honey.
Do you have, do you have real ones?
I have real ones.
Are they nice?
Well, I'm pregnant now, so they're kind of full.
Would they ever go, on the side? Would they come in on the side?
No, they would go either under the crease to hide the scar, or they would go directly around the areola, or actually under the armpit.
How pregnant are you?
About 5 months.
That's past my, I'm sorry, that's the expiration date runs out after 90 days for me.
Sorry.
I've seen some where they went under the crease, but it looks like they went in there with, you know, like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you show a lot?
Yeah, actually I am now. It's baby number three, so.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that wouldn't do it for me then.
Yeah, but my boobs go from an A to a double D, so woohoo.
Wow. Yeah, except you got to deal with the stomach thing.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, hey, I work for cosmetic surgeons. I can take care of it later.
All right, no, I was just speaking from my own personal thought that, you know, I don't mind naked pregnant women as long as they're not showing. Because as long as...
I mean, I think the way to explain it best is you don't want any company down there.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the...
I know that's a very graphic way to explain it,
The fitty, when the fitty Terry has come to visit a pregnant woman in the first few months, my God, the melons, they explode.
Let me take this opportunity to say hi once again to my trainer, Brian Teets.
And I know that when that happened to Frida when she was pregnant with Bart, but there reaches a point when, and I did with Frida when she was pregnant with Bart, when the thought of actually lovemaking, you can't do it because I'm wondering, if I'm poking, I'm going to hit the soft spot in his hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not pleasant.
I mean, he's got his little hands down there, and all I know, he's hey, look, wow, what the hell is this coming in?
I mean, while that's the whole process that got everything started anyway, you don't want to, once the child has developed to that point, you don't want to involve the child anywhere near that.
No thanks. Hello,
unpleasant.
Tony, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Tony. Hey, Tony. Hey, Robert, we got these phone banks working today?
Yeah, we got me.
Tony. Hey, Tony. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I got something about that J-Lo. I mean, I would love for that picture to be real, believe me, but you know what? She can't walk around with no underwear on. She'll be knocking people over, especially with, a loose dress on. She can't hold that thing up.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about her man in the boat?
What are you saying?
No, I'm talking about a trunk.
Oh, her ass.
The back end.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, she needs the support of the panties.
Control top panties, right? Because her ass is so big. Okay.
Tight pants is great.
Her ass is fantastic. Yes.
She does have the big ass.
But it's a good big ass.
Yes.
It's not like it's a big, saggy, wide land of jet on it.
Well, you could.
No, it's actually great. There's a good picture of her butt in there.
Hello, Steve. Steve, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you guys refer to a woman's private area as a JonBenet when it's shaved.
That simply is my way of referring to the fact that it's hairless. Yes, I do it. I realize that we're also doing a comedy/shock radio show. And we'll talk about plenty more things that I'm sure you'll find disturbing.
Really?
Want to keep a notebook.
Right, but why would you do something like that?
Oh, gosh, I'm the only one. Gee, I'm alone on this island. I'm alone on...
You say you try to have an original radio show, and meanwhile you're doing what everybody else is doing.
No, what I'm saying is, sir, that we live in a society now where just about anything goes, and that's pretty tame.
Now, you'd be surprised, sir, that we do, believe it or not, have our little box that we don't venture out of.
All right. Well, say if your wife were to shave down there, would you call it? When you're having sex with her, would you call it a JonBenet?
Yes, I would.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Now you know. Welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Very good.
Bye, Dad.
I'm glad we answered his question.
Bye.
And it's the only time it's really disturbing for me is when an idiot caller will spotlight it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I know you consider it to be kind of a flip, very quick comment that really is not meant to be dwelled on.
To me, it would be in poorer taste if I was to mention one of today's young stars of, I don't even know a kid that's on a TV show now.
Right, exactly.
But to say it's the daughter on Everybody Loves Raymond or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
that
good.
That would be in poor taste.
Wouldn't be good at all.
Everybody knows who JonBenet Ramsey is.
Yes.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Don.
Hi. I always like it when the show takes a slightly awkward move. We just made one of those awkward moves.
Yeah, we all kind of just readjusted ourselves.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to stop telling men to not have sex with their wives when they're pregnant. We need it, man. It's not fair.
No, you're not saying not have sex.
Honey, you reach a point, though, when you really, seriously, you're going to punch the kid in the nose.
Don, I'm a nurse, and I can tell you that physically cannot happen. There are so many layers between you and the baby.
Honey, I'm telling you, listen, here is the deal. Once you reach the point when the baby is kicking and it's obvious that the woman has got like a basketball underneath her blouse, it is the woman's job at that point to simply be the man's sexual servant. At that point, it is her job, and keep in mind that for the guy, it's going to be his last few months of freedom, his last few months before total responsibility. You know, I mean, because having a baby is the biggest responsibility you can have. So those last 4 to 5 months of a woman's pregnancy, here's all she should be doing right here. She should be pleasuring her man.
Amen. That's a good thought.
That's it.
And while you're hearing
that
this...
That is the time during pregnancy where her hormones are raging and all she wants to do is have
I'm hearing selfish.
It.
I'm hearing selfish, selfish,
listen,
selfish.
You go ahead with that and you don't complain to me when you come out with a kid who's got a big bump in the middle of his forehead.
Remember
John,
that sound?
I'm a nurse and I'm telling you that it's a physiological fact that a woman
kid,
must
remember
have
that sound,
during the last month of pregnancy.
Remember that sound you just heard and do it with a loving look. Looking at your man like he's Adonis.
Honey, when your kid comes out with a cauliflower ear, and you go, gosh, how could that could have happened? You know, and it's a perfect imprint of your of your husband's privacy.
You remind me of the Hispanic emergency room.
You know,
this is their belief. They believe that the baby's going
to reach out. God forbid the kid comes out looking like Popeye.
Yeah. Hey, my son is really, hey, look at that.
All right, honey, well, listen,
I'm just really glad Frida's not having any more kids because I'd feel sorry for her because sex is important.
How late do you want to do it, hon?
You know that when in the ninth month when the baby is late, the doctor tells you to go home and have sex because it actually induces the labor?
Gross. Well, I'm the father of two, and you know that is E.
All I know is that
you know it's E too.
It's gross. That's gross.
You know it's gross for the guy.
Until the mucus blood falls out, you're supposed to be having sex with her.
What did I say?
You know what, honey? Then you know what? Diddle yourself.
Did you hear what I said? What about it being gross for the guy? I know it's not gross for all guys. You know, the internet would prove that.
Right.
Yeah, there are actually publications for guys that.
Why don't you just diddle your husband and then you diddle yourself?
Well, that's important, too, because actually.
She's not hearing the part. What about the part where the guy thinks it's gross? What about that? What about address that?
Yeah. Well, labor's gross, too, and being pregnant's gross, and having to stay up all night with indigestion is gross, so he has to take care of her. Come on.
Oh, God, it's all about you.
Robbie, give me a touch of reverb and a little chipmunk, and I'm going to show you exactly what it's like for the baby inside the womb. Okay? Very quickly, I can do this.
You have number two.
Real two?
Two?
Real two. Okay, gotcha. Now, I need a little. That's too much.
I thought he was going to go through the high.
Gotta give me the chipmunk.
I mean, chipmunk. Go through the harmonizer, make his voice high.
Give me the harmonizer. Here you go. Just a little bit. So I'll be the baby. Okay? Are you still with me there, honey?
I'm here, honey.
All right.
This is not This is not Rob's fault. This is technology that we received in here that is from circa 1932. Takes a long time.
Is
it there?
So.
Hi there, little baby.
I'm the baby.
How are you? Now, how do you feel about sex during pregnancy?
I'm down in mommy's belly. And I'm saying, look.
You're what?
I say, look.
Look.
I have five fingers.
Uh-huh.
Five toes.
So you're 10 short?
Oh, no.
You might want to say
fingers. I have five fingers and five toes. Then I look on the other side.
Yeah, what do you have?
I have five fingers and five toes.
That's wonderful, little baby.
And then all of a sudden, my world gets rocked because there's a giant rod that's coming and it's going... it's going. Ow, 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 ow. And I say, Daddy, stop it. Ow, ow, ow.
Wow. What's your name, little baby? I like having you on the show.
My name is whatever this nurse's baby's name is.
Is the nurse still on the phone?
Yes, she is.
Hey, nursey, what's your baby's name?
My baby?
Yeah.
My baby's name is Molly.
Molly. Hi, baby Molly.
My name's Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Molly, don't you like it when Daddy rocks you to sleep at night?
No, Mommy. It hurts me very much.
Molly.
He poked me in the eye. To get back at my mom for having sex until I was born.
Well, Molly, I didn't know you planned a little revenge. That's amazing.
All I know is that I'm down here for 5 months and everything's cool.
Right, but then after that?
After that, it's like living in an earthquake zone.
Molly, is there anything you'd like to say to your mommy about selfishness?
Mommy? This is baby Molly. You are one selfish bitch. I don't know why you made Daddy do that over and over again.
Hey, nurse, do you want to talk to baby Molly?
I just want my baby Molly to know that I love her and that Mommy and Daddy are just doing, practicing to make her another brother her very soon.
Wow.
And not to worry, she's going to be fine.
Molly wants to answer you.
Mommy's doing this because Mommy's selfish. Mommy should just be taking care of Daddy.
What's Mommy supposed to do when she's awake all night with indigestion? She needs something to help.
Mommy's supposed to shut her friggin' mouth.
Baby Molly's got some strong opinions. You want to listen to baby Molly, nurse?
I'm down here. I don't have a crash helmet on. I don't have a football helmet on. You should be in my position.
And but shouldn't a nurse be ashamed of this behavior?
Mommy should be absolutely ashamed. This is baby Molly.
I think Don and Mike should be careful because you're going to have a lot of angry pregnant women coming after you.
I don't think so.
What do you have to say to that if we get a lot of angry pregnant women that want to have sex until their 9th month?
They're all whores. Just like my mommy.
Baby Molly.
Well,
what are you going to do, like, when you're in your teen years, baby Molly? Are you going to be a good girl, or are you going to misbehave?
No, no. I'm going to drop out of high school.
Drop out of high school.
Then I'm going to start stripping.
Then start stripping.
Then I'm going to be whoring.
You're going to be
whoring. And then I'm going to get a bus out to the Sunset Strip. And then I'm going to ride the white horse.
And I bet when she's 16 and pregnant, she's going to be enjoying sex up until the 9th month, just like
her. Oh, baby Molly made some lung matter come up on Uncle Mike here.
Mommy, you're so wrong. I'm going to abort all of the babies that I get impregnated with.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to have tattooed on my forehead $10 a trick.
And you're gonna ride the white horse?
I'm gonna take care of
him. That is horrible, baby Molly.
And I'm gonna have no protection.
Oh, that's really, really bad. That's just terrible. So there's really a very dim future for you because of Mommy's behavior.
That's right. Thank you, Mommy.
Sounds like little Ricky.
You're a good mommy.
Oh, is there anything you'd like to say to baby Molly? Like maybe you'll change your ways?
No, I won't. I'm sorry, Molly.
Oh, Molly, she won't change her ways.
You know, hormones make you do crazy things, Molly. You just have to forgive Mommy.
And you know how you really make a hormone? You kick her in the head.
Boy, it sounds like your mommy really doesn't care.
I knew my new umbilical cord will be a dirty syringe.
Oh, wow. That is so difficult. It sounds like there's no future. That's terrible, Mom.
Please, Mommy. Why don't you give me to Don and Mike? Or to Rob? Or to poor childless Bob? To raise as his own?
Oh, my God. Oh, fantastic.
And please, Mommy, stop hurting me.
Oh, now listen to that, nurse. You got to pay attention to baby Molly.
Please.
No, there's no winning her over. I'm sorry, baby Molly. Your mommy doesn't care.
Selfish bitch.
Oh, now baby Molly. Now baby Molly is getting a little angry.
She can sue me when she's 18.
Well, she's filled with hostility right now. I think you can hear it in her voice.
I'm going to F up your insides. Oh. I'm going to pull on your intestines, bitch.
Wow, that's angry baby Molly.
I'm going to take your intestines. You know, they look like hot dogs on a string.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to tie them in knots.
Wow, that's precocious baby Molly down there from the womb.
And then I'm going to play bad games with your privacy. So you can't do this again.
This is evil, baby Molly.
And then the last thing I'm going to do is kick your liver.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to punch it, and I'm going to kick it.
Wow, that'll really hurt Mommy, though.
I know. Mommy hurt me. I want to say something.
What's that, baby Molly?
I love Don and Mike.
Oh, we love you too, baby Molly. That's very sweet of you to say that.
I wish Don and Mike could be my mommy.
Well, maybe we can if Mommy continues to be so selfish.
Okay. Well, Don and Mike, remember that she loves you because she listened to you the whole time she was in the
Oh, that's
Mommy
very...
Kelly.
Well, obviously she does love us. You can hear it in her voice, Mom.
Except the reception was bad when you were banging down.
Oh, wow. What a lovely visit with baby Molly.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'll be on your show in 18 years.
Very good, baby Molly.
I'll come down and take my top off on your show when I've grown up.
Looking forward to it, baby Molly.
And in only 13 years, I'll be able to date Charles Boyd.
Oh, there she goes. Baby Molly, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Molly's bye, revenge.
Bye-bye.
Stupid bitch.
There she angry goes.
There she is.
Oh, that was, I vote for another visit from baby Molly for any time we need to have, a baby, a little kid on the
hope
show.
Yeah, I hope you like talking to your kid. Are you there, honey?
Nursey Wonder, are you there or is she gone?
Yeah, she hung out.
We thank the nurse for calling. Yes. It was delightful.
All right, we got to clear the lines out. When we get back, I have news for you today on our guest, Michael Moore, who's coming on the show.
Very good.
Also, we really have to get this, the Redneck Olympics thing happening.
Yep.
And we must finalize the list of re-rating women.
We got to do that.
We got to do it. So let's get the show underway. 877-365-3636.
All right.
Be the 100th caller right now. And, look at this.
What? Christ.
Real prizes.
We got good stuff to give away. I saw Tammy come into the studio today.
Yeah, real prizes. Be the 100th caller. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you know that.
All right, let's get a call 100. They're moving. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Robbie, you got. You switch that button back.
Oh,
try another one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
know, when we're not having a caller, we can really enjoy the music.
Right? When we go to, oh, shut up. Hello, Don, on my show.
Yes, I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Richard Dragon.
Richard, you've won the American Pie 2 prize pack. Don't miss the unrated version of American Pie 2. Premiering on pay-per-view March 1st. Available in Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable. Thank you, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hold on a second. I happen to like this Bee Gees song.
Well, you know, you've made mention of me many times watching the Olympics, and fag right back at you. There you go.
Have a fag.
That's all right. Call me a faggot. I don't care.
Now, listen. You know there's a difference. I didn't call you a faggot.
You implied.
Now, you said that.
You implied I'm a faggot.
No, I wouldn't use that word.
Oh, excuse me, you left off the G-O-T.
Yes, and then an enormous amount of significance.
What's the difference between fag and faggot?
Yes, huge. You're the one that mentioned faggot. You made it worse. Just a little right. Bee Gees record.
Tomorrow on the show, it is our first ever Redneck Olympics.
Just a good old boy. You know, I think I know our listening audience. And a lot of times we have to goose the crowd to, you know, to get people to come on the radio. But let me tell you, this is one where there are so many people that fit this criteria that listen to this show.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to need to work on this. I think we're going to have a great turnout.
I think you're right. And the categories that we've got, we've already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring your own tobacco, bring your own hubcaps, bring your tattoos, bring your toothless mouth, bring your rides. Come on down. We're going to have a lot of various games. One of the rednecks will be the Redneck Olympic champion. Will win $1,000.
Yes, the best overall redneck, judged by our judges.
We're going to have all kinds of different categories, and it's going to be just like the Olympics, where we're each going to, you know, have the hold up the sign with a 5.6. Yeah, one of the categories, best mullets.
Best mullets, fantastic. Of course, my favorite. I mean, the cornerstone of the competition, the great tobacco spit.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be, can it be a regular, excuse me, can it be regular chewing tobacco, or can it be that dip stuff?
It must be. Well, no, either one is.
Either one is acceptable.
Either is fine.
It's going to be how far you can spit.
You just can't use your regular loogie.
That can't be done at all.
It got to be a backy spit.
Yeah, and it can't be one of these. It's got to be just one of those.
Right, absolutely. You know, the thing that makes the sound in the spittoon.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do. So just show up tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Dynamike World Broadcast Headquarters, the giant CBS building on Main Street in toothless Fairfax, Virginia. And we'll start outside tomorrow. That's where we'll do the show, and we'll have the Redneck Olympics. That is coming up tomorrow. Now, about Michael Moore, here is some information I have about Michael Moore.
Okay.
He was supposed to be with us in studio today. Due to a family emergency, he couldn't take the train. So he's not going to be here in person, but he's going to live up to the obligation, and he's going to phone in.
Okay.
Now, you know, I'm a big fan of Michael Moore. I love the movie Roger and Me. I love the movie The Big One. I've read all of his books, Downsize This. Generally, he speaks my language.
Yeah, he is a guy that has taken on the great corporate American behemoth and won on a couple of occasions.
Yep. However, here is the deal about Michael Moore, and this is with the tag that we're going to take with him.
Scary handsome?
No, Mike.
Okay.
This is something that's not gotten a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, well, first, Michael Moore's new book, which is called Stupid White Men and Other Sorry Excuses for the State of the Nation.
Mm. Oh, all right. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, well, now listen, here's the deal, though. It was originally scheduled to be released on 9/11.
Oh, boy, that's
now,
tough.
There's that's not the problem. The problem is that the book, in its original form, was devoted about half the book. The book is 276 pages. About half the book was What a Dick George Bush Is.
Oh, yeah, and George Bush stepped up for even people that are on the other side.
So what the people from the book company did was they apparently somewhere in a warehouse in Philadelphia, they have about 100,000 copies of the original book.
The original.
Now, some of the originals got out and were released very quietly.
Right.
What they asked Michael Moore to do was to go back into rewrite his book.
Uh-huh. Well, I can certainly understand that.
That is not getting
a lot of publicity.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that that's something that they don't even want us to mention.
Wow. Yeah, but it fits into his MO. I mean, when you're talking about the Republican Party, you're talking about kind of a friendlier party to big business, and Michael Moore has always been kind of the little guy taking on the big business.
So I think if nothing else, that would be an interesting standpoint to come at him with today to say, how about telling us what really happened? And for all
you
I know,
I think he's an honest enough guy where he will let us know exactly what happened. I mean, he's not the only one that has changed his his feelings on the President of the United States. I fit into that category, absolutely.
You know, and I don't disagree with you. I just think it'll be interesting, and I think most every
makes
other
your decision way back when look pretty good, though.
Well, you know? What can I say? I knew what I was doing, Mike.
I'm like a prophet.
Knew a great man when I saw him. G.W. Bush. I just remember, it was the Republican Party. You know what swayed me to join the Republicans? They brought me stuff.
Exactly.
They brought me stuff. They brought me the membership card. They brought me all the propaganda. They brought me the hats. They brought me the shirts. They invited me to whatever the dumb convention was. They wanted me to be a part of the Republican Party.
And let me tell you how I feel right now. I am sitting squarely where I'm not comfortable because I don't like the fence. I don't like sitting on the fence. It hurts me. But I'll tell you something. Going up in the Yankee Stadium at the World Series, throwing out that football, I mean, an act of, in my opinion,
Baseball,
personal physical courage that he went out there. I bet his Secret Service was telling him not to do that. His addresses to the nation, the way he's behaved in this tragedy, mm-hmm. I have come around on this president full circle. And I think a lot of people are like me in that regard because, you know what? For the time, his time in history, he stepped up to the plate and he's continued to do so.
So let's see what Michael has to say now. The book here, as I'm looking through it, I see one chapter.
Still don't like that Dick Cheney, though.
I don't know if this is a chapter that was in the original book or.
Saw him at the Olympics. Kind of looks like a gerbil. Didn't like him. Okay. You know? Didn't he? He was sitting next to this one guy and he was just sitting there and he was kind of going, you know, no conversation. You know, they showed him at the Olympics and, okay, you know.
My money. You know, let's say, God forbid, something happens to either Gore or Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have Cheney than Lieberman sitting there with the finger on the button.
You know, I think
I'm, you know, Bush
I might be
trying
to agree with that. I think Dick Cheney's a real competent guy.
Yeah. In today's, Rob, it has nothing to do with the fact that Lieberman's
get out of here. Get out. You go over there with your brown shirts over there.
Rob,
you slap your little dances.
The whole Jew thing. No, it's the fact. The fact is that I think Bush comes to shove.
Start referring to Rob as the big ought.
The deal is that
it's basketball day.
That Cheney will push the button.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They do something. Cheney won't give it a second thought, man. He'll come right off the commode. He'll push the button. He'll wipe him out. Then he'll wipe himself.
I like Cheney as a leader. Don't get me wrong. I just saw him sitting up next to this guy at the, I think it was at the gold medal hockey game during the Olympics. And Cheney just doesn't look like the kind of guy you can sit in a room with and have any kind of conversation.
Yeah,
with.
Lieberman is a real great,
you're probably right about
he's a party animal.
I'm not comparing him to Lieberman. I'm just saying Dick Cheney. I mean, I was just watching Dick Cheney. He didn't have the tie on, and he was kind of trying to look casual, and it was, it was an interesting situation.
So, here in this book, and I don't know if this is the abridged version or what, chapter number 2 is called Dear George, mm-hmm. An Open Letter to President George W. Bush.
Well, it sounds like maybe he hasn't changed a lot.
Or maybe we got one of the original copies.
Yeah. Well, that way, so now where did you hear all this about the rewrite and all this?
I wish I could tell you.
Oh, really?
I wish I could tell you.
Okay.
Somebody at Publishers Weekly, which is an inside trade publication, heard.
A nice book cover. Looks like he's lost weight.
Well, I think it's like, didn't we just see a picture of someone last week who we thought had been airbrushed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you can do a lot with airbrushing.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, God knows, I wish Westwood One would pull out the airbrush on our pictures.
Oh, well, they could use so much.
You could really fix that up. I bet you're right. I bet he's honest. But it'll be a nice angle to take with Michael Moore.
It has the potential for controversy.
When he comes on the show today.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you should ask this guy when he's on why he's against going after Bin Laden. I've seen him on the TV, condemning our action in Afghanistan and saying Bin Laden is not really behind 9/11. That'd be a nice topic to bring up with him too.
Well, that's good. I'd love to hear his. I'd like to hear his theories on it. I mean, he's no milk toast. The guy's got opinions, and he'll share them.
No, I do think he's funny as hell. Yeah. I mean, who knows? It could go bad with him today.
Well, you know, guys like this are fine until you disagree with them, and then if you disagree with them, it can get very ugly. So you know, could happen here.
Well, I have agreed with him in a large part up until, well, we'll see what he has to say.
You remember specifically, sir, what he said about Bin Laden? Because I'm kind of curious about it. Is that guy gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Well, I know Michael Moore's been all over C-SPAN and stuff like that. He ain't the kind of guest who gets booked on Live with Regis and Kelly Lee.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No way.
He's not a mainstream guest.
Not at all.
So he'll be on the show today. Richard, are you there, Richard? Don't hide from your feelings. Richard. Don and Mike show. Richard. All right. You know, these phones, I swear, they drive me kooky crazy today. That one of the phone pots that we have to bring up phone calls on is the same thing we use a harmonizer on.
Ah.
So I think when we turn the harmonizer on, it screws up the telephones then.
Right.
Hello, Kenny.
Yes, Don, Mike, how are you?
There you go. Problem solved. Hi, Kenny.
Glad to hear about your son. I have a daughter the same age, and that's a scary thing.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
But I've got two categories for the Redneck Olympics.
All right.
One of them is the longest chain on their wallet.
All right, that's not a bad one.
I forgot on their wallet.
That's good.
And then the other one is the dirtiest hat.
Dirtiest hat could be.
We might have to go with both of those.
Yeah, that's terrific.
All right, good thoughts.
You guys are super.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Please, I was going to say turn your radio down or just hang up.
Is there, can I ask a question about cell phones? We've been losing a lot of cell phone calls, and I've been having the worst time with my cell phone over the last couple of days, just receiving and getting calls. It seems to me that a lot of them are going a little haywire. Anybody else having trouble with them?
Yeah, I've been having trouble with mine. I don't know why. We're still a month or so away from the sunspot thing.
Have you how's yours? I'm not even going to ask you.
Yours is perfect.
Sprint.
Really?
Sprint PCS.
Yeah.
I'm not a paid spokesman.
Right.
I'm telling you, phone kicks ass.
Really?
Phone works everywhere.
Okay.
Phone works inside elevators. Phone's incredible.
All right.
The phone is nuts.
Very cool.
That's all I want to say. And I hate to give credit to Broyhill, but I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and I've been talking on the telephone to Broyo, and all of a sudden my end would go snap, crackle, pop, and he'd call me back and go, hey, dumbass, if you switched your service to Sprint,
right,
you would never have these problems.
Pretty cool.
And
if it didn't cost $400 to get out of my contract, I'd switch today.
Well, Buzz,
yes?
You know what? I think you got $400, okay?
But it's just like throwing it away.
It just depends how much good phone service is important to you.
Yeah.
That, you know, I got out of the contract with the other guys. I'm just telling you, they're not paying me a dime.
Right.
But God knows they should pay my bill for me saying this, that I have never been anywhere since I've had the Sprint phone and had it fail. Never.
Mm.
Wow.
Never. It's perfect.
You never lost a call?
Never lost a call. And furthermore, my Sprint phone...
It sounds like a commercial.
You know, I know. And
it sounds so much like a commercial.
I even get a text message. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I was going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel in Baltimore the other day.
You got service in there?
And, no, you can't get phone service, but you know what I get?
I was going to say, if you got service in there, that's something very wrong.
But I get, all of a sudden, my phone goes, makes a different beep, 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 and it says, text message... And it's a text message. It was from Broyhill.
You are in a tunnel.
Yeah. Call me when you get out of the tunnel.
Wow.
So.
Very cool.
Let me just say they kick ass.
All right.
Okay. So how about hooking me up, Sprint, now that I've hooked you up?
Well, you already have your Sprint phone.
I know, but I'd like it for free. I mean, I'd like the service for free.
Yeah.
Being as I'm here talking about how great they are.
That's true.
Right now I'm paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Paying out the ass for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you do with all of them. You know,
right.
They all come on with the thing. You know, hey, it's unlimited nights and weekends. 3,000 minutes sounds like an awful lot.
Well, you know, with the way that phone companies advertise, they'd be absolutely gaga to hear you do this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. There he is.
There's our...
Ah, this is Darnell Valentine.
Now, hold on. Is this Darnell Valentine or is this the burping guy?
I don't want to speak for everybody here in Sacramento. I want to say happy birthday to Grant Napier.
Well, is this the original Darnell Valentine guy?
I don't think so.
Hey, baby, this is Darnell.
How are you, Darnell?
Doing good, baby.
I believe that this is a faux Darnell Valentine.
This is Darnell, baby.
What's happening, Darnell?
Not too much, baby. What's up with you?
I don't think that... What do you think? Let's vote.
I think it's the real Darnell Valentine.
Give it to me from the top again.
I forgot that. Now, the real Darnell would not give it to you from the top. See, he, you don't communicate with the real Darnell.
But the real Darnell Valentine at points would just say hi.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
That's him.
I don't think so.
Nobody sounds like that.
I don't think so. Rob, what do you think?
I'm back and forth because normally he says his two things and he's gone.
Right.
That was just like him, but his mode of operation is different.
Are you the real Darnell Valentine?
Ah, this is Darnell Valentine.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Okay, see you later.
One of the great mysteries, one of the great dumb mysteries of this show.
And wasn't Darnell on tape?
Yeah, and that sounds like Dave. I'm totally confused.
No, that was a real guy talking to
us. I think it was.
I do, too.
Hi.
Are you still there?
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
Say it again. Or play it again.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
No, that's a different
pitch. Yes, it's a real guy.
And what about your second phrase?
I know I speak for everybody here in Sacramento when I say happy birthday. Grant Napier.
I think it's the same guy, but yeah. I think he's using a different tact.
Yeah, hello. Don and Mike's show. Either way, welcome back, friend. And Rob, stop the Sacramento dance.
Rob was doing the Sacramento dance.
And I'd like to applaud you, Mike, for not doing the Sacramento.
Well, with Darnell Valentine, a longtime caller, I'm fascinated by.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Hi, Noah.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good, Mike.
Hi.
How are you? Is Mr. Burbank there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Good, good. Don.
What?
Sprint phone. What are you talking about? It is awful. I have a Sprint phone. It drops out every 2 seconds.
Well, then I'm sorry that I guess I'm leading the charmed life, but I'm telling you, I had... Well, I know I'm going to mention the other. I had Cell One, I had Singular, mm-hmm. I had Verizon, mm-hmm. and I have Sprint, and it's not dropped out one friggin' time.
Did you get like a new type of phone or an upgrade?
Yes, no, I got the special DJ phone. This is the special celebrity DJ phone. No, DA, I just got...
Average citizens lose calls all the time, but you being a celebrity...
Now, maybe some of it has to do with... I did get... The phone I got was Samsung... Which apparently is like one of the newer...
Modern?
Although it doesn't have all the fancy bells and whistles, it supposedly is one of the best phones.
Is it like Jackie Gleason used to do in the Honeymooners? The modern way.
The modern phone. Very modern. Wow, yes,
nice,
thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, what was going on with that last burping guy? Because I used to be called Belch when I was younger, and that sounded pretty weak.
No, we have a guy who calls the show and burps. And maybe you just live in a cell area that's dead.
Yeah, he does.
Have you thought about that? That maybe where you live, there's not a tower nearby?
I mean, it could be, but I mean, it just... I live close to you. I mean, I live in Northern Virginia, and it, you know.
Well,
he lives in your attic.
Yes, how close to me do you live? Let's be sure.
Sorry about that. Little glass. I live in like South Riding.
This man is an ass.
I know. Who? He's a total ass.
No, you are an ass.
You are an ass.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm out here in Manassas right now.
No phones pick up in South Riding. You lose signal as soon as you turn off route, I guess, what is that, 29?
Yeah, route 7. Route 7 or route 50, I should
say. Yeah, you lose the signal down there. So what you need to do is move.
Well, my head is almost as large as yours, 8.25.
Lucky you.
And
we got a single fan here.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy's super stalker.
Right.
I listen every day.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Well, you guys, last thing I was going to say, compliment to you guys, is we miss you huge time in the afternoon. I'm in my car all day long.
Well, you're listening now, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, guys.
I hope you understand, being a longtime listener of the show, that you scare us all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, and toodaloo.
Toodaloo, ass.
Bye.
See you later.
I want to party with that guy.
I live near you. I live near you.
Last line. Do I got time? Rob, no, I don't. Well, too bad. I'm going to read it to you anyway. It is a letter. You enjoy that exercise, don't you, huh?
Rob says, couldn't say any stronger. No, we don't have time. We've got to break. And then he gets the toodaloo ass.
Too bad. Let me just say, this has reference to Monkeys on Mars.
Yes, our film.
Now, there's this guy, his name is, I won't call him now, I just want to share the letter with you.
Okay.
Benjamin Scott Abruzzo from Virginia.
On the top of his stationery, it says writer, dreamer, creator. He has written another script,
right,
for our movie, the movie idea we have, Monkeys on Mars.
Monkeys on Mars.
Where you and I are
janitors
at NASA, and we accidentally stumble into a rocket ship that's going to Mars, and it turns out that Mars is inhabited by monkeys.
By monkeys.
And what we do is we turn them into our slaves, and we become king of the monkeys.
A script that, incidentally, every time you rehash it just like that, it becomes more appealing to me. I think it could be a cult classic.
So, this is a guy who actually took the basic idea and wrote a script. And then I think we read part of the script on the air. We found it hard to follow along with him.
We carry our brooms throughout the entire movie.
And the guy rewrote the script.
Ah.
So he sent along a rewritten copy of a script.
Right.
400 pages long.
Wow.
With this note: Dear Don and Mike, I know you're very busy men, but it's important you get in touch with me as soon as possible so we can set up a meeting. I'm preparing to write to several actors and industry representatives about their possible participation in our Monkeys on Mars project. However, if I don't have you guys behind it, I lose some of the clout that the project would normally have.
Well, sure.
We need to discuss the film to find out who you'd be interested in contacting about starring. My short list is obvious: Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob. I've also planned to contact Robert Goulet, Gary Coleman, Kim Fields, and Leah Remini.
Love it.
If Mike could do all of the monkeys' voices, mm-hmm, that would be the full cast.
Okay.
If not,
done.
Who would you like to do the monkey voices? Also, it would help if Don contacted Leah Remini personally. She is the biggest star we're aiming for and is specifically named in my new script. I'm available every day before 1 p.m. as well all day Tuesday, Wednesday. Please call me as soon as possible to arrange our meeting. I'd prefer off the air if you don't mind. I'm a bit superstitious and feel it might jinx the project if I were to be put on the air before we worked out the details.
Monkeys on Mars.
Thank you, Benjamin Scott Abruzzo. Well, at some future show, like it or not, we will call him on the air.
Talk about the project.
We will look at the script that he has written.
That's why I'm back in the gym.
And there you go.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hit.
That's God great. Love him.
Glad it's Monkeys on Mars. And as Don mentioned before, Don and I are janitors at NASA. We stumble into a spaceship that's, I think it's one of those explorers that's going to Mars.
It's an unmanned ship, and it just takes off. And then
we land on Mars, you know, kind of like get knocked unconscious. And then when we come to, like lying next to the spaceship, all of a sudden we look and there are chimpanzees all around.
Of course, you know, keep in mind that you're going to have to remember that, as far as I know, there's no oxygen on Mars.
Yeah.
It's just going to have to be that the door opens up and
right.
And all of a sudden there's all kinds of, and the monkeys are all, they're a civilized nation.
They're dressed in regular suits.
And they speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're highly evolved.
I mean, they're walking around like you would see, you know, probably some in golf shirts, but some in business suits.
Regular
policemen.
However, they're not as smart as we are.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're like dumb guys.
Okay. I mean, there's a banana issue also, isn't there? That,
yeah.
You know, we control, like, their food stuff, so we can actually bribe them and,
yeah.
You know, the the love interests of us, though. I mean, was that addressed? Is Leah going to be like our princess?
I'm not sharing her.
But I mean, is she going to be like?
I don't know. I got to read the guy's script. Hello, Don and Mike.
Didn't we fight over her or something like that?
I think we did. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I was calling about the Michael Moore book.
Yes.
Yeah, I read that book. Hey, when he comes here, you'll give you a copy of the book, and you'll find out that George Bush had his brother and that Catherine Harris help him steal the election.
I have the book right here, sir.
Okay, well, read it. I'll tell you, it's an eye-opening book.
All right. Thank you, my
mind-opening book.
Thank you. Try breathing through your nose.
I'll try that.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Toodaloo ass.
We got to break, and we will be right, I believe, earlier in the show, rather than later today, we're celebrating Black History Month.
Very good.
Which, incidentally, has three more days left.
Very exciting.
I think our friend Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy, is coming in.
Excellent. Good.
And apparently he has some kind of
presentation.
Black History Month challenge for Rob Spiewak.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what I hear. So we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty soon we could the chit-chat a-hole.
You You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
A wop, a balooba, a wop, bamboo.
I would climb in.
Say it, dude, say it.
Living in the violent world of Sam Hub, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Every day we do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
And Buzz and Rob, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was just wondering, for your monkey movie idea, there used to be a show on a long time ago called Lancelot Link.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir about that one.
We love that.
I just didn't know if you'd seen it or if you guys were going to use that as
I've seen it.
Background.
I will tell you right now, we have lived it. We have lived it, my friend. Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp.
We love Lancelot Link. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, just got a question about the Redneck Olympics.
Yes.
Does the Rebel Ride or the Redneck Ride have to be street legal?
No, well, you got like a monster. You got a monster truck or something?
That's right.
Yeah. Bring it on by.
Bring your truck down, drop it off, drive it out of the parking lot.
Bring it on by.
I can't wait.
But what about topless redneck women?
Fine. That's also fine.
That's also fine.
The judges would look favorably upon that.
Yes, the judging staff will smile upon you.
Very, very large breasted.
There you go.
Bring them down.
one more question. What about beer guzzling?
No.
No beer guzzling.
I mean, if you want before you get here.
Yeah, but, you know, be careful.
Oh, we wouldn't drive with the driver wouldn't have be drinking the beer and driving.
All right, that's fine then. Yeah, you show up loaded. I don't care. See you later.
Thanks
for calling. Tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dumbass.
Bye-bye. Redneck Olympics tomorrow on the show. Now, joining us as we celebrate Black History Month, here is our friend, Mr. Kiss My Bumper.
Oh, yes.
Howard G.
Yeah.
All right.
An absolute icon, a legend.
That's right.
In Washington, D.C. from his fabulous television commercials.
That's right. Maryland also. And some
Maryland.
Of Maine, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right. Don't forget about those guys.
There you go.
A national commercial. I don't know if you guys seen it yet. The Tom Life CDs. Slow Dancing with a Woman. You know, it's like old school. You know, they got those old school CDs where you get
Are you in one of those commercials?
Yeah, Nationwide, baby. I'm moving on up.
Wow.
Probably got a piece of pie.
You are. Coming off a successful gig at the Improv, right?
That's right. I was at Improv last weekend. Great job. Had an awesome job down here. And got some stuff coming up. Check out my website, www.comediang.com.
Now,
when's the big feature film going to come out for you?
Hey,
when
is
that happening?
I'm working. I had to shave a couple of pounds down.
You look good.
Yeah.
You look good, Howard.
A little more chiseled,
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, flexing here, stomach crunches,
Good for you.
Leaving that stuff alone, you know what I'm saying? So,
sometimes that stuff will help you.
I mean, lose weight.
That's what I've heard.
Now, Rob,
yeah.
If you would come over and take the seat next to
come over here, Rob.
Sit as close as possible, Rob.
Noted funny man, Howard G. with Robert Spiewak.
Yeah.
Robert Spiewak.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don.
Hello,
Rob. Hello,
Howard.
Hello, Rob's dream come true right here. You know.
I noticed Rob didn't shake my hand even when I came in. You guys shook my hand.
I shook it.
Shake
Howard's hand.
Like the brother do it. Come on now.
Like that.
Do a little pound. You got to do the pound.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Right, yeah.
Here's what I hear. Now, I don't know what you have planned, Howard. I have a challenge for the two of you.
Okay.
It is a version of a game we play on the show called the Name Game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Except in this case, it's going to be the all-black Name Game.
Excellent.
I'm going to see which one of you can come up with the names.
All right.
As many names as possible for black men or black women.
Last or first?
First name.
First names only.
Okay.
First names only.
First names. Howard G. will start with you. The name is Sam.
Sam.
I will accept Sam. Samuel Sammy.
Okay. Samuel L. Jackson.
Rob.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Howard.
Sam, that's a tough one. Is it a time clock there or something? What's going on?
You might hear a buzzer.
This could be embarrassing.
Yeah. Only one black. But I was almost going to get in trouble there. The name Sam, only one for Howard G.
Oh, and he won for Rob, too.
And Rob,
so that is a...
I think that's a wash. I can't come up with
it. Yeah, we like Tad. Okay. Yeah.
Sam Cook.
That is
a... Oh, the great Sam Cook.
There's many blacks.
Sam and Gays.
Right.
Now, it's too late.
It is too late. A little too late.
Right. Here is the next name. We'll accept Mike or Michael, and we will start with Rob A.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan.
Rob's having trouble.
I am. How about that?
Rob's going to get the buzzer pretty soon.
Yeah, this is not this
Come
is
on,
not
Rob. What's the time limit?
I'm just until Rob gets really uncomfortable.
Isn't there some athlete named Michael Dorsey?
For who?
I don't know.
All right, you can play hockey?
Howard, you can win this round if you have a Mike or a Michael.
Okay,
I thought Howard would have one.
I should have been thinking of a Mike while I listen to you guys.
Michael Spinks.
Yeah, that was me. Michael Spinks.
You've got to come up with one on your own. Mike Tyson.
Oh, man, jeez.
Christ, Mike and I are the blackest men in this room
now. Brother.
Hey, I'm sorry.
All right, there's no winner in that round. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to start with Howard G in this round.
Okay. All right.
The name is...
How we doing?
Leroy. Leroy. Or Leroy.
Right.
Leroy. All right.
let me just say, as a white man, I've got one. Mm-hmm. I've got two.
I might not.
Okay.
Boxer. Leroy. Can't think of his last name.
Oh, and not one name from Howard G.
Wow. Hold up now. We got his last name.
Leroy Cosby.
Who is that?
That's Bill Cosby's little brother. To Leroy, my brother, who I slept with, his second
husband. Oh, man.
That's pretty obscure. Are you going to accept that, Don?
You know what? That's not quite as obscure as I can't think of his last name.
How about bad Leroy Brown?
That was one that I had, Mike. And I have two actual blacks. Leroy Selman, who used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Leroy Butler, who plays for my beloved Green Bay
Packers. That's a good one, Leroy Butler.
And I have to concede because now I know it's Russell. It's Russell, my brother.
Yeah.
All right, so negative credit on that one.
Howard, you're not doing a great job helping.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, I was expecting this. Okay.
But he's still winning.
All right, let's go to Mike, you want to give us a name this time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Female right. name. Come on.
Right. Right. Here we go. And I think this is an easy one.
All
and
right.
I guess since we started with Howard, we'll start with Rob.
Okay.
James.
James Earl Jones.
Howard.
James Brown.
Which one?
The singer.
James Brown, the sportscaster.
All right.
Back to Howard.
Okay.
James Weldon Johnson. He is the author of Lift Every Voice and Sing, the national black athlete.
There you go.
He is.
There
you
go. Right. Trumped him right there.
Back to Rob.
Not James Taylor.
No.
No, he's white. Gosh.
Come on,
not
Rob.
James Carville.
Come on, use your head, Rob. Come on, Rob.
My head is empty of devoid of people named James. God. I feel bad. I will say.
Did I say that there was a rule that it had to be James?
No,
we can accept Jim or Jimmy.
Jim or Jimmy.
Oh, Jim Brown.
Okay. Now, can I go with Rick James?
No.
I cannot.
That's be
first name only.
Jim or Jimmy.
All right. Jim or Jimmy.
Who did he say?
He said Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Brown.
Right. Welcome to Black History Month.
Football player, right?
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Come on, Howard.
Yeah.
Howard. hello.
Jim Jones.
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Yeah. Right. Jim Thorpe.
Well, wasn't he an Indian?
Part black, wasn't he?
Well, either way, I believe that
Jim Dent, the golfer.
The White Devil is currently winning.
He's like the second day in a row I mentioned Jim Dent.
I believe the White Devil is currently winning. Let's go to Buzz for our next name. Buzz.
This will be an easy one, I think. George.
And we'll start with Rob Street.
No, Howard. Rob started last
time. Right.
So Howard goes.
George Washington Carver. George Wallace. The comic. Not the politician.
Not the one whose poster you have.
That's George. Right.
George Jefferson.
Good.
George. Well, I got a couple of Georges now. I'm ready.
Well, you know what? You can jump ahead if you
okay,
like.
Okay, George Foreman.
There you go.
Okay, that's how many? Three? If you got another one, go ahead. You can jump in again.
All right.
Let me give you a hint, because you got to be the dumbest black man on the planet. The Iceman used to play for San Antonio Spurs.
Jerry Butler.
I'm not here.
George, what's his last name? I forgot his last name. I know what you're talking about.
Cincinnati Red George Foster.
George Gervin, that's
Gervin. Yes,
but
Gervin.
You don't get it now, because
I'm still winning 3-1. Hey,
you are.
I beat this one.
Rob? Uh-huh.
No, I'm coming. Blanking on George.
I'll beat that one. I'm a winner of that one.
Okay.
George Herman Ruth, who many speculated was a black man.
George
That's
Kirby.
That's very true.
Yes, George Kirby, legendary comedian.
Who started last time, Mike?
I believe Howard did.
Rob.
Yes.
The name is Tyrone.
Wow.
Tyrone.
Rob's struggling right now.
Wow. Let me just say, I won't throw out the name unless I've got one.
I've got one.
Oh, man.
What if you got the same one I do? Football player?
Yep.
I have no Tyrone. Have you no Tyrone?
Howard. Now, let me just say, you're letting every brother and sister in the audience down.
All right, well, listen. Let me say this now. I've been told that Tyrese, the model, real name is Tyrone.
No, and of course,
Tyrone Wheatley
of the Oakland Raiders.
Don, we are in the...
Yeah, right.
Mike and I are the blackest guys. Cole Brothers number 2 and 3, right all behind right. James Brown.
Now, we're going to throw this one out.
Okay.
You know, are we allowed to use female names?
Yeah, I know. Sure. Wait for me. I know women. That's what I think.
And we're going to start with Howard.
Howard, yes.
The name is Cicely.
Oh, come on. Cicely Tyson.
Rob.
Thanks for letting him start that one, Mike. Cicely Wheatley.
I don't know. That's
Tyrone Cicely.
A good bluff.
Howard gets that one.
All right, thank you.
I got another one. Okay. Rob can start this time.
Thank you.
Beyonce.
Beyonce Knowles.
Howard?
All right, you're setting him up
on one.
All right, here's one. Hold on. How about this? Toss up.
First one to jump in with it?
Yes.
All right.
Juanita
Jordan.
There it is.
Juanita Jordan. All right.
I think, you know, that's how we're going to have to play it, is a toss up. Both these guys are so freaking stupid.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, here's the next one. Toss up. Tony.
Tony Braxton.
Howard got it first.
Yeah. Tony Braxton. How about Mitch?
Miller.
Many
speculate.
Right.
God, you're awful. Got any Mitches?
No, I don't know the Mitches, man.
No, you don't have them. I don't either. How about
Fink?
Here's Johnny. Johnny. Not John
Brown.
It has to be Johnny.
The great Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown.
Rob.
All right, Johnny.
Rob with the lead. Okay, toss up again. The name Bubba
Smith.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
I was great. Say my mom. The name Tommy.
Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones is a white
Tommy Lee, the boxer. Tommy Hearns.
That's tough.
I said boxer. I got it.
Rob got the last name first.
I said boxer.
You said boxer.
So that might be a push. Might be a push.
That one is a push. Okay. Next name. Tim. Timothy or Timmy.
Stickney.
Tim Stickney. One life to live.
All right. Now, this is the jump-in game.
Do I have to give you,
Tim Brown.
Who's Tim Brown?
Oakland Raiders?
Raiders, okay. All right. Hey.
Tim Duncan, San Antonio Spurs?
Tim Reed.
Ah,
yeah, that's a good one.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Back to you, Rob. We need a black Tim.
Obibene.
Yeah, you know what?
Local celebrity.
We'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Timmy Obibene.
Works in the office.
That's the case. I can say Tim Watts.
All right.
Y'all heard of him. Come on.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I know Tim Watts. Back to you, Rob. What's up?
There we go. Howard's getting very competitive.
That's right. Yes,
that's right.
What's up?
He said boxer first.
Right.
Don't get catty.
Do not get catty.
No, I know. Ding. I know.
Okay, here we go.
Simply restating what is going on.
Toss up. Here we go. The name is Eddie
Murphy.
Rob came in quicker with that one.
Then we go to Howard.
All right, Murray.
The baseball player. Eddie Murray, the baseball player. Rob.
are Ed's accessible
yes,
to?
Yes.
Ed, is it Ed Too Tall Jones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Howard.
Don't let your race down. Come up with another Ed. Edward or Eddie.
Ed.
Howard.
All right, that one goes to Mr. Spiewak.
Okay, how about...
Well, you never get one. You never get one with this name.
What's
this,
that?
Never mind. Never.
Try, it'll be fun.
Just never... Amber.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you are right.
Moving right on. Okay, last one. Last one. Dan, Daniel, Danny. Toss up.
Now, can I jump in to screw him up to take one off the table?
Well, no, I've got one as well. No, I think I think right now we should just wait and see how dumb each of these guys are. Rob Spiewak, the alleged...
we're still waiting for our first Daniel, Dan, or Danny.
Of black persuasion.
Dan.
How you doing?
There's one that...
I know, as obvious as it gets,
and we're thinking of the same one.
I know we are.
I know because we played the name game well that we both got the same one.
All right, the count of three, you want to say it?
One, two, three. Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Oh, man, I got a picture with him. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Danny Glover.
It's on my website, comedianG.com, by the way. Get the plugs in, Howard.
Right, Danny Glover. Okay, how about toss-up?
Toss-up.
Kareem.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, come on. How many Kareems you know? Come on now.
Now, Howard G.
Yeah.
Let me say to you.
Okay.
There is another.
Is really? There another Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Oh, Kareem Hardison. The actor.
It's Kadeem.
Oh, yes, right. It is Kadeem.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was on the right track.
Yeah, Rob actually should get credit for being the fact that there are two Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who plays for the Miami Dolphins, was sued by the other Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he had to take Abdul out of his name. He is simply Kareem Jabbar.
Kareem Jabbar.
Right. Okay. How about this? Toss up.
No.
Irvin.
Irvin Johnson.
There's another one.
All right, so I think Rob got it first, so it goes to Howard.
Irvin. I just want to say something. You might be the dumbest black man. all of the black men that I'm thinking of are athletes.
Right.
There is a college basketball player named Irvin Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Irvin Johnson.
Okay, so there's more than one Irvin.
Can I throw out one more name?
Greatest sport.
Okay, last one, Mike.
I was. Right.
I'm going to throw out what I believe to be the most difficult name.
Go.
Here we go.
Yes,
Cindy.
A black Cindy?
I do not believe there are any black Cindys, but I'm not sure.
A black Cindy?
Cindy.
Buzz, you can pipe in if you got a black Cindy.
Can't think of one offhand. There you go. Knew I had the Terminator name there.
Black Cindy.
No, but I got a good name y'all should use.
Which one?
Vanessa.
Vanessa Williams.
Exactly. I was going to say Vanessa Williams. And also, it's another Vanessa Williams, but you got to say Vanessa L. Williams.
Because
she sued.
All right. This is really this is it now. This is for all the more.
All right. Here we go. It's become kind of an exercise. Nobody's keeping any score.
No.
Because Rob and Howard G. are both doing very poorly.
They're all right. I feel badly. I feel bad for all the blacks listening right now. This is
I'm sorry, my people.
To Black History Month.
Right.
The name is either Lawrence or Larry or
Larry
simply...
Fishburne.
All right, Rob
I stand corrected. He changed his name. It's no longer Larry Fishburne. It's Lawrence. So I think I get that.
I'll take Larry, Lair, Lawrence.
Okay.
All right, so Rob, technically, you went first, Howard. You can go with the next Lawrence.
Or Larry, or Lair.
I've got one.
Lawrence Jacobs, the actor who played the father in Jackson 5.
Correct.
I know you.
Rob. It's Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Can you
but doesn't matter.
Lawrence?
Howard gets credit for it. Now,
Lawrence does not count as first name. First name Lawrence. Or Larry or Lair.
Rob, it's to you.
Right.
Harry.
Lauren.
I got one.
Rob,
you and I probably have the same one.
Probably so.
We'll do it on now. Last name on the count of three when they don't get it?
Gosh.
It bothers me because I know that I should be thinking in the same school as you guys.
I bet we don't have the same one, Mike.
Okay.
Well, okay. First off, Howard, you lose. Or Howard, you win.
You win.
Howard,
you
win. I have former Redskins running back Larry Brown.
I have former New York Giants great linebacker Lawrence Taylor.
And I have current.
Hey, I forgot about that.
I have current Philadelphia 76ers coach, although he's not black, Larry Brown as well.
He's got a black name.
And hold on, hey, Buzz has the best one.
Larry Williams.
You know,
the guy on tape.
Yeah. Wow. You also have Larry Johnson. Played for the Knicks.
And UNLV.
Yeah.
Good game.
Well, that one anyway. It doesn't matter for me. Hey. All right, well, what can I say? I think every day we've topped ourselves.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah. I think we cannot declare a winner today.
No, I will concede that he is blacker than I am.
I think really in the long run, Howard G might have done a little better than Rob.
A little better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank God for you, Howard G.
Yes, that speaks well.
Howard G, who is the whitest black man we know.
Jesus Christ, you are an embarrassment.
If I was you, I would don't go to the hood today.
Yeah, you got to study.
You know, right. go out to Tyson's Galleria. Go out. You know, go to Montgomery Mall. Go somewhere.
Might go to Dundalk.
You got to know about Dundalk.
Dundalk. Oh, my
some
God.
White people. Howard G's site is www.comediang.com.
That's very right. Funny guy. And when Howard's performing, when are you going to be at
March
stand-up?
I'm coming up. I'm going to be at Culpeper, Virginia. I'm going to be at Fairfax Cafe, March the 16th. I'm going to be in Leesburg, Virginia. I'm going to be at Del Rio's.
Wow. Very funny man.
So it's going to sell out. You guys better get your tickets now. It's going to sell out Saturday night. Both of those are Saturday nights, by the way.
Good.
Come check me out. Also, can I put my little dare that I gave him?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I won some money from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm supposed to come pick up my check. But I wanted Rob to do is I wanted you to donate that check to either the NAACP,
all right,
or the NAACP
United Negro College Fund.
Right. And I'd like to see that done on air if I could, if you guys can record it and maybe play it later on. And
I'd be delighted.
You got it, because remember, Howard G won money from the show.
$300, that's right.
When he had Chris Tucker call the
show.
I'll gladly switch that check in anybody's name that he wishes and present it proudly to the United Negro College Fund.
That's right. This is my way of giving back. Black people, sorry, let's y'all down this contest.
Howard, I'm thinking, the NAACP and the United Negro College Fund, two fine organizations, but I'm wondering if we can go maybe a step further. I'm not even sure if they're still in business, but is there a chance that Rob could give the check to the Black Panther?
That's right, that's what I was thinking about. What about the Black Panther?
You know, we'll find the most deserving black organization.
Yes, we will.
We will tape Rob the phone call.
Perhaps someone who has a home office in D.C. where Rob could hand deliver the check with the paper.
I like that. Sorry, a video, please. I like that.
Very good.
That's right.
It's a deal. Thank you. Get out of here, Howard.
Thank you.
Thanks, Howard.
BDG.com. All right.
Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
And now, here we are. We're going to have a winner, I think, on the...
Howard, good seeing you.
We're going to have a winner on the Cindy game, on the Black Cindy game.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad.
Tom from New Jersey. I should have had this. I really should have. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry. Cindy Birdsong is the Supreme.
One of the original Supreme.
Very good. Way to go. You're the big winner.
Good job.
Thanks.
There's a Black Cindy for you. We should have had that.
Yep.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, Mike and Buzz. I'm going to hang up and listen to your comments.
Okay, thanks. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Donna, Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us.
Hey, how could Rob A. forget Big Daddy Dan Hawkinson?
Dan. Another Dan.
And that's another Dan you should have had, Rob. For goodness sakes. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, is this Rob?
Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that the United Negro College Fund has an office in Fairfax, Virginia, right off of Gallows Road.
Perfect. How convenient is that?
Perfect. Right,
that's very convenient.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to
Don and Mike Show.
You guys forgot a few Negro names.
Like who?
Like Martin.
Martin, yeah, like the great Martin Luther King, of course.
Martin Lawrence, right.
Malcolm.
Malcolm X.
And I'm crazy.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know we forgot some of the great Negro names, Mike.
Yeah, that was an interesting call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Weird.
Hello. Hey, and, of course, the music we're playing is Mahogany.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, there's another Urban Johnson. Send her for the Bucks.
You know what? That's probably the guy I'm thinking of, the college guy.
Yeah, I'm good thinking.
Right, gotcha. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Buzz.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm there.
I need some help.
I'll try to help if I can.
14 down and 2 across on today's crossword.
Uh-huh.
What's the clue?
No, I'm just spoofing.
Well, it's not funny if you don't have the clue.
You got to follow through, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm glad your son's all right. I was hoping yesterday that your story would have been about Rob A., and I wish he would have died. I hate him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But Rob...
We
get a lot of hate calls. That's naked, right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Do you have any rap music?
Do you have any rap music? Sure.
You should play some.
Why? Because it's Black History Month?
Yeah, plus it's good music.
No, I'd rather play Mahogany and the theme to What's Happening.
What the hell is Mahogany?
Mahogany is the Diana Ross movie. And also, if you go into a Hallmark store, it's
the Ross movie.
It's the cards for black people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mahogany.
It's a line of
and we think it works
card.
When we're talking about Black History Month. Very
Mahogany.
Pretty.
Mahogany.
Don, play some rap, please.
He simply wants rap music.
Get rap all music right. On CD2.
Rap music CD2, gotcha. Yeah. How could you stop it with the Mahogany?
Bob did that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know you guys are playing some games here. How about if I challenge Buzz to some jumble?
Someday Buzz will have his own game
show. Someday, not today.
That'll be my stage show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Look, Robbie really screwed up at the very beginning. Bill Cosby's brother's name was not Leroy.
It was Russell.
It was Russell.
He corrected himself.
I corrected myself.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bet I can get your name right.
All I know is that this is not the way I wanted to celebrate Black History Month.
No, I'm very disappointed.
Hello.
The new Jay-Z Blueprint CD, man.
What?
The new Jay-Z CD, Blueprint.
I believe it may be another music request.
All right.
I'm going to ask you, did you go out and cop that joint, man? You know, like the old Jay-Z, the H to the Isn't.
Oh, hold on. Did I cop that joint? You mean, did I go to Best Buy and pull out my Visa card and purchase it? The answer is yes, positive. That is on the... it's not on the down low. It's on the
low down.
It's on the up. I got the new Jay-Z. Yes.
Oh, you did.
I did.
And that guy that was yelling in the background trying to hang on. He was trying to tell y'all that guy from Friday. They got to say bang, 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 bang. They want to say don't go in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Right.
That's what he was trying to say. His name Malcolm, and he's screaming the phone and hung up.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, what's up, Fat D?
Thank you.
Fat D. Okay.
A lot of code there.
Bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, I do like the new Jay-Z album.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I just want to know when the hell is Nagger History Month is going to be over.
Oh, dear.
Goddamn Naggers.
No, you got the wrong show for that. Don't worry, there's a wide variety of shows that would readily accept that call.
Yeah, wrap their arms around that.
Not us. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you forgot Larry Holmes.
Ah, Larry Holmes, the Easton assassin.
Now,
That's him.
There's someone that we used to have on the show all the time.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes had a shoe shine stand.
Oh, absolutely.
He had a bakery, and he had
a Holiday Inn.
A dry cleaning establishment.
That's a great...
Easton is named after Larry Holmes. He's got his name up in lights in Easton.
That's right. Easton, he had a record with the Easton assassin.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don would have been a good name, too, with King and Cornelius. Don King, Don Cornelius.
Yes,
Don Cornelius.
And don't forget me, the blackest man in
the
world.
That's right.
Don Cheadle.
Donnie
Jerome.
Yeah, and Don Cheadle.
Yeah, one of my favorite actors.
The actor. As I like to call him in Ocean's 11, the token.
Yes, well, playing the role of Sammy.
Yeah.
Really.
The token. Right. When we break, we are breaking.
Yes.
When we come back from break, I'm not sure if it's Michael Moore or if we're going to start rating women.
Right.
But I don't know, but we got to break and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, and we are
shocking.
Absolutely.
Good. God damn it.
See?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right there. That's shocking radio. Phone numbers? Oh, yeah. I just gave them again. Anywhere in America. This includes Portland, Seattle, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Madison, wherever. We're all over Wisconsin. 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067 on WJFK. New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. We'll talk to Michael Moore here in a second. Tomorrow on the show, the Redneck Olympics.
All right.
We talked about it plenty. Come on down. We're giving away $1,000. The biggest neck. Thursday on the show, it's the Thank You for the Ratings RV Ride Around the Beltway show.
Very cool.
Which is brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We're going to be driving an RV around the Beltway, broadcasting via satellite around the 65-mile highway that surrounds D.C., stopping at various exits to give away money to say thank you for the great number one rating.
Yeah, we did this a long, long time ago, and it's about time we do it again.
We did it when we started our afternoon show, and now we're doing it that we started our new daytime show.
Our daytime show at night.
So so that's all the stuff that's happening. Friday will be an off day for the show, just so you know in advance. A lot of times I know people will get flipped out if they turn the radio on. We're not here.
Yeah, we want to let you know that that is scheduled.
They get scared. Of course, think the worst, but it's all because Monday will be a great day in Don and Mike show history.
Yeah, very good day coming up on Monday.
So, having said all of that, what can I say? I'm a huge fan. You know this of Michael Moore. I love his movies. As a matter of fact, I like the second movie better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. It's funnier. Hmm. I mean, it's just, it's funnier because he's just more out there. He's absolutely right in people's faces, busting their balls.
I think, you know, this country seriously needs people like Michael Moore.
Yep.
Just to, you know, just to be there, scratching, picking, mm-hmm. getting it infected.
As a matter of fact, the Michael Moore movie, the big one, I called this Mike, my Mike,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you got to watch it. And I don't know if you remember when I called you. I said, you got to watch it for one scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Michael Moore's so brilliant in this. He's in Rockford, Illinois, right. which is the armpit of the world, where, of course, you know, I used to work a long right. time ago when I was a baby DJ. And he's going to this one of the big friggin' chains with his book.
Okay.
And there's a girl who could be, in my opinion, a Miss Rockford. She's just a big, ugly, pimply-faced pig.
Oh.
And she's running him a world of attitude,
right?
Where she says, and it's beautiful editing, that he's signing a bunch of books after the appearance, and then he says to her, and this is all on the movie. He says to her, "So how did it go today?" And she says, "Oh, not very well at all. We didn't sell very many copies of your book at all. People came in,
yeah.
but they didn't buy the book."
Which and is always what you want to say to somebody who's doing a book tour.
Right. So immediately, they edit then to where he's talking to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy from the book company. The guy from the book company says, "We sold about 100 books here today. There's about 100 people that showed up. We consider this to be a fantastic event."
Yeah, just matter of fact, giving them the facts.
Then the woman says to him, he says, what's the deal? I hear that the other Barnes & Noble or whatever the other bookstore is, they don't carry the book. And she says, no, they didn't buy any copies of it. You know, indicating your book sucks.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't buy any copies of it. So he says, so at Barnes & Noble, they have no copies? She says, no, they wouldn't buy them. So the next shot is Michael Moore walking into the Barnes & Noble store where you see the manager coming out with a giant stack of his book.
All this lady's inaccuracies right. with her negative energy.
And then the last one, which is the funniest one, is, you know, the only thing that Rockford is famous for is it's where Cheap Trick is from.
Right.
I told you, when I used to DJ, at roller rinks when Cheap Trick were coming up the ladder.
Wow.
And he says to her, so Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick lives in Rockford. Yes. He says, is he around? And she says, as assuredly as she can, absolutely not. Not in town. And, of course, the next scene, they cut to the next scene, and it is Michael Moore sitting in Rick Nielsen's house playing the guitar with him.
Exactly.
Playing the guitar with him.
Going all the way.
I mean, now that's...
It's called sweating the details, ladies and gentlemen.
That's fantastic. And that's funny.
I remember that.
That's the scene. I called you,
and I said, so funny.
You got to watch this movie. Just watch this scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And watch when
the... And the editing. mean, brilliant editing where everything that comes out of this woman's mouth is inaccurate. It's hysterical.
And then just one other thing that I'll tell you.
Did he leave some woman, too, behind?
Yeah, and that was something he said that Rick Nielsen taught him. Mm-hmm. That everywhere he goes on his book tour, he has these annoying publicists that want to hang with him, and they don't understand that he doesn't do things the way that they want him to do it. So he says that there's this trick that Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick taught him. And it's one of the typical, I don't know what city it's in. It's Milwaukee or St. Louis, something like that. It's a girl with the big hair and a big
blonde teeth. Girl, right?
Yeah. Big, mm-hmm. You know, just that big Midwesty beefy look about her. And he's got a picture of her. Or he points her out. He's in a mall doing a book signing. And
Doesn't he point her out to, like, the manager or security?
Security.
As
he says,
stalker?
Says, see that woman? Well, first, what he says to her is, he says to her, the representative from the book company, hey, you know what? I'm dying of thirst. I could use a cup of coffee or a Coke or something.
It was so long ago that I watched this. I remember it, though.
I saw a store right around the corner. Would you go get me something? And the girl says, yeah, sure. So while she's gone, he pulls security over. He's got a picture of her. And he says, this woman is stalking me, and she's following me. She's wearing this outfit, and I think she's here in the mall. And the next thing you know, you see the broad come around the corner, and she's got the coffee from Michael Moore, and he just sitting at a table, and you watch the police walk up, and escort her out of the mall.
He doesn't say anything at all.
It's beautiful.
That's funny, funny stuff.
Beautiful. So, he's on the line. And hey. Here I am. I'm wasting the time, and I didn't even realize
we were patting while they were getting him on the line.
Michael.
I heard the whole thing. I'd forgotten how funny that was.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, through the, you know, no more powerful image than that on film when you're trying to prove somebody, you know, everybody's always wanted to do that, but you went the extra step and did that with that lady.
Well, it's because everybody, no matter what job you're in, there's always that weasel from the front office, right? Who says, nope, can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we can't. If we did it for you, we'd have to do it for everyone. You know? Or it's like, or even like, the most disgusting thing I've seen recently are like fans have faxed me or emailed me these company memos that they got before Christmas, where the manager of the company sent a memo out saying, due to the events of September 11th, there will be no Christmas party this year in the office. You know, and then another guy memo comes in and goes, due to 9/11, the Mr. Coffee has been removed from the employee lounge. And it's like these bastards are like using this horrible, tragic event.
Sure, for their little petty things.
For their little petty things, or to save money, or you know, or Boeing, the worst of all, Boeing aircraft, due to 9/11, we have to release 10,000 employees. Yeah. I mean, it's like, please, just say the reason you're doing it is so you can make a bigger profit.
Absolutely.
So you can build your parks down in Brazil. Don't diminish or disgrace the dead of September 11th with your weasel memos. And it's just, but you know, look, anybody who has any kind of job knows this, because you see it, you know, you see it every day. And in my case, that's just the publicist, because they're just, you know, they're just, all they want you to do is feel bad. Or, you know, it just happened to me this week, you know. My book, it hit number one on the Amazon.com bestseller last week, right?
Congratulations.
So, thank you. But so right away, you know, they start to get nervous at the publisher. Uh-oh, he might not go to Rockford now. You know? So they've got to immediately call you and say, now you understand that Amazon.com is an online bookstore. That really means nothing.
Jesus Christ.
You're number one in cyberspace.
Cyberspace.
You know, need to be number one in Rockford if you're not number one in Rockford.
You know, I want to ask you, you talked about 9/11, and I want to get right to this because we did get a call earlier on the show. Somebody who was calling and said they heard you on another show, and we had an irate caller, kind of an angry caller, that called in and said, ask him about why we shouldn't go after Osama bin Laden. Now, I know you've got a lot of ideas and a lot of opinions, and I want to hear, you know, we didn't get a clear understanding of what your take is on all of that, and I want you to be able to,
I'd love to
address that.
I'd love to. First of all, I'd love to go after Osama bin Laden. We just haven't. You know?
Yeah. Right.
I heard somebody say the other day, we went over to burn down the haystack to find the needle.
Right.
And then we didn't find the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And I read, there was a story in the Washington Post a few days after 9/11, and this paragraph was buried deep in on the jump page of the story,
like, paragraph 72. And in this paragraph, it says, Osama bin Laden is on dialysis as he has failing kidneys, and some believe he is near death, and has been on dialysis for the last 18 months or so.
I think we had that story on our news show, right?
Right, right. And it's like, I'm reading this, I'm going, wait a minute. This guy is, like, running from cave to cave, hooked up to a kidney machine?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Do great minds think alike?
Yeah,
Michael,
you said that.
I swear to God, when we had that story on our news show, I said the exact same
thing.
Did
you really? Yeah.
I swear to freaking God I said the same thing. You mean to tell me that he's got, like, the IVs hooked up to him?
Yeah.
And he's got the big, giant machines, and he...
Well, and also, like, yesterday when Buzz had another news story about the fact that unnamed sources say they believe Osama bin Laden is still alive, and it drives me nuts because you never know who the sources are,
right,
where they're getting the information.
Right.
You know, if they have this information, why isn't he dead? It
right.
doesn't make any sense to me. This whole thing is
no
frustrating.
I'm thinking, it's the mind of all evil sitting in a cave in Afghanistan. You know, it's like, I mean, with Bush, we're going to smoke him out and kill him. Our mission is to kill Osama bin Laden. And I'm just thinking, can you imagine Franklin Delano Roosevelt 50, 60 years ago going, our mission is, we're going to kill Hitler. We're just going to go kill Hitler. Okay, everybody, go join the army. We're going to kill Hitler. You know, it's like things are a little more complex than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now I understand where you're coming from.
All right.
Clearly, this is a bad dude, and has been involved in some pretty bad stuff. And in fact, we were told for a couple of years now that he was behind the bombings in our African embassies. He bombed the USS Cole. He was behind that. And if that's true, then the other question I asked, which is, again, this is another story that was in the LA Times, it was in the Post, you know, why is it in May of this past year, the Bush administration gave the Taliban, controlled Afghanistan, $43 million in aid of our tax dollars? Now, the Bush administration will say, well, it was humanitarian aid. Well, if these guys are criminals and terrorists, do you honestly think they are taking the $43 million of our tax money last May and using it for humanitarian reasons? These aren't humanitarians.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would you do? How would you like to see this situation handled at this point? What would you do differently that's not being done right now?
The first thing I would do is I'd ban the Bic lighters from the airplanes. Let me tell you why.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Well, the guy tried to light his shoes on fire, right?
Right.
This is a clear example of how the Bush administration, bought and paid for by Enron and everybody else, this is how they operate. All right, have you guys flown lately?
I have. Uh-huh.
Okay. They will strip you of everything. I mean, you've got a ballpoint pen, you've got a needle, you've got a toe clipper, it doesn't matter, it's going out of your bag and into the waste can, all right?
Right.
On the original list that the FAA proposed should be Bic lighters, obviously, because the guy just tried to light his shoes on fire. Plus,
right.
Just the butane in there could start a little fire.
Mm-hmm.
The tobacco companies lobbied the Bush administration to remove the Bic lighters, the butane lighters, from the list of banned items, because it might hurt their profits if people couldn't have their lighters to then, you know, smoke their cigarettes. So the Bush administration removed the butane lighters. This was something that clearly almost did cost the lives of 300 people.
That's heavy.
And yet, because they're so in bed with these companies, like the tobacco companies, that they will actually listen to the tobacco company as opposed to putting priority one being your safety and my safety. And you know, frankly, I mean, last time I remember a guy lighting his shoes on fire was at a Motley Crue concert. It must have been like, you know, some guy puked on him, you know, struck a match. It was kind of weird. But, you know, I haven't, you know, but obviously this happened. This is a real threat, and they did nothing about it.
What about this, Michael?
Yeah.
What about the story that I think I saw in Publishers Weekly or something, saying that your book was supposed to come out on 9/11, and that the publisher went to you and said, you know what, maybe you want to rewrite some of this stuff about Bush.
Right.
Did you have to go through and did you have to make some modifications?
No, none. In fact, and the reason why it's coming out, it came out last week instead of, you know, back in the fall, is because I refused to change anything in the book. And
all right.
They told me that you have to rewrite up to 50% of the book. The country's changed now. You're too harsh on Bush. We want you to
tone down your criticism, lighten it up, and don't say and maybe you should even say that he's done a good job in the last few months. And I said, well, I'm not saying that at all. I don't think he has done that good of a job. And I frankly, I think the reason he's got the support of the American people or by the polls or whatever is because none of us want to see our kids die in Afghanistan, and the kids that are over there, you want to support them. You know, he is the guy in the White House. However he got there, is not the point maybe right now, but he's, you know, it's kind of like he's your leader. He's the one you got to go with.
Well, I agree with that. And someone who didn't vote for George Bush, I really felt after the tragedy also that there were things he did as a ceremonial leader and as a leader, like going down to Ground Zero with that firefighter, going to New York and having this show. We go to New York every other week, being in New York on 9/11 when this happened, feeling that connection. Yeah. I know that what he did, and I mean this, I feel it sincerely, when he went up to New York, it really meant a tremendous amount at the time to the people of New York. And I think from that standpoint, it's very difficult to slam the guy, no matter what your politics
are. Exactly. And I said, you know, I understand if you don't want the book to come out right now, if you want to put it off a little bit, you know, because, you know, we people need to, you know, there's a lot of grief. I live here in New York City. You know, one of our line producers was in the plane guy we'd worked with just a few months prior was in the plane that went into the South Tower. I mean, we know people who died. We all are affected by this. So I understand all of that. But you see, the what separates us from those who don't believe in freedom is that we do believe very strongly in our freedom of expression, freedom of the press, our right to publish books and say what we want to say. And if we're asking our kids to go over there and defend that, what is it that they're defending if back at home we start to strip away our civil liberties, we start to take away people's rights, we start to clamp down in kind of the small, quiet ways you never hear about, like telling authors to change your words or don't say what you really think, say something else, you know? That goes totally against the American grain. That is not the way this country is. It's not what we're about.
You got balls. It's
got to come out the way it's got to come out. And then they finally said, you know what? You're right. And so it came out last week, uncensored, untouched, and it immediately shot to number one on this bestseller list. And you get out
and reach the people. I mean, nobody goes out and gets out to the book signings more than you do. Are you getting any of the, you're not a patriot? Are you getting any of the, what's the feedback been on this?
Oh, no, I am a patriot. I'm a person who loves this country and loves the people in this country. I'm, you know, and I think it's very clear if you read this book that the real patriots are those who are willing to stand up, even when it's uncomfortable, and say, you know what, maybe something is wrong here. Maybe we should address this issue or that issue. Or maybe we should ask some questions about the financial connections between Enron and all the Enron people in this administration and what they had to do with it. And that we should not say that because maybe on one hand, you know, we want to get behind the person who's in the White House because we've got, you know, our kids over there in harm's way. But at the same time, you know, we've got to still be Americans, and being an American means the right to stand up and go, something's kind of fishy about the fact that the Enron lawyer is now the White House counsel, and the Enron vice president is now the Secretary of the Army, and the Arthur Anderson attorney is now the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission. How did this happen? We would like to know. You know, and the question I asked, I've been asking, and I saw this story in the New Yorker magazine, is, you know, in the days after September 11th where no planes were allowed to fly through the air and everything, one plane, the Bush administration allowed one plane fly around America, and it was a private Saudi jet that went to four or five cities to pick up 20 members of the Bin Laden family who were living here and scoot them out of the country. And the FBI was furious because they said to the administration, this is a murder investigation. We haven't caught the murderer. We always interrogate the relatives of the alleged murderer. You just allowed all these people who might have information, you know, who are his siblings and his cousins or whatever, to just leave the country without a single question being asked of them by the police.
Well, you don't hear about that very often.
No, and, you know, Jane Mayer, a respected writer in the New Yorker magazine on November 12th, wrote this story, listed the whole thing, and I've not read anything about that since. And again, see, these are just, I'm not drawing any conclusions from it. I'm just saying these are legitimate questions that should be asked.
Why is it that in the last 10 years, when you see a picture of George W. or George Sr., when he goes to Saudi Arabia, he stays at the Bin Laden Palace? You know, the Bin Laden money is behind his financial group.
I didn't know that either.
The Carlyle Group that he and James Baker formed, the Bin Ladens are heavy investors in it. And, in fact, they had to finally, they dropped them in November because it was just looking so bad that there's a close family and financial tie to the Bin Laden family. And you can say, well, the Bin Laden family, you can't blame them for what, you know, one guy did. You know, but at the same time, you know, would George Sr. be spending the night with Manson's parents?
Right. Okay, listen, one thing I just got to mention that I was reading through the book. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but what I thought was hilarious is the fact that George W. Bush's cousin actually worked on Roger and Me.
He was the cameraman. He shot Roger and Me.
Now, how funny is that? Yeah. How great is that? And can you tell me, because I know they turned the camera around at the end, which one of the guys in Roger and Me was he? Could you describe him?
He's a tall, skinny guy with kind of reddish hair.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So that guy is George W.'s cousin.
That's George. Yeah, he doesn't tell me until we're done shooting.
Wow.
That he's his cousin, and his mother and Barbara Bush are sisters.
Wow.
And I've never revealed this before, and I just thought when I was writing this book, you know, I should just tell people this. I write it in the context of a chummy letter to George W. About how, you know, you and I, George, go way back. You know, when Roger and Me came out, your dad ordered a print up to Camp David where you had that special screening of it that weekend, and everybody's sitting around admiring Kevin's camera work.
Pretty great. And now, Michael, is there a new website for you that we should know about?
Yes. It's www.michaelmoore.com. Michaelmoore.com, just as you normally would spell Michael Moore. And if you go there also, I have all the stories from the Times and the Post and the publications to back up the various facts that you and I have been talking about here in this discussion, because I know it sounds, people are going, well, what the, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, right.
You know, it sounds like the black helicopters are back, you know.
But it's just so
strange, and I think that it's just one of our duties as Americans to ask questions.
Hey, man, I agree with that. Well, and I think you got balls for not changing your book, and thanks for answering our questions, and you're our favorite, and you're welcome. Sorry you weren't able to make it here.
I am
person.
Too, you know, because I'm going to be down in Arlington, Virginia tonight at the Olsons there signing books, but I listen to you guys here at NEW in New York, and you got a great show, and you know, so.
Well, we're big fans of yours. Let's make it face-to-face next time.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, everybody, the great Michael Moore.
Moore, you know, a lot of people get a little angry what he has to say, but you know what? He's absolutely right about we got to ask questions, and you got to be, that's what it's all about to
he
be here.
He got some balls.
He does indeed.
Got some balls on him. He didn't change that book. He didn't, because the report that I had read from the December publishers thing.
Is that they asked him, right?
They asked him, and yeah. I was assuming that he had it when I flipped through the book today, and it says, you know, whatever, the chapter Dear George, I thought, oh, well, look at that, he left it in there. So good.
And, you know, I mean, it's important when you get a call from a guy said he doesn't think we should go after us. I mean, you know, that's not true. What he said we, you know, the way we're doing it, he's got some problems with.
Right.
And, you know, I think I agree. I think he wants to see this situation resolved as much as anybody else.
Either way, still one of my all-time favorites, mm-hmm. And I think
unbelievably ballsy guy.
A good guest. I know that, right now, I imagine that, see, that's what's weird about doing this show. Is that, like, a week ago at this time, we had girls
right
rubbing their boobs in paint to play tic-tac-toe, and now the last 20 minutes, that's about as close to serious radio as we're ever going
to
get.
And occasionally we do that, and you know, you're like, man, I mean, I could talk to that guy for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I mean, he's fascinating to talk to.
I truly could. Guy's great.
Smart and funny.
Rent, Roger and Me is good, but Rent the big one, because that's the one.
Okay.
That movie will slay you.
Oh, it's hysterical.
And the one other part that I can tell you about that movie that you're going to love is the fact where he shows how airlines go to prisons and they get killers and rapists and kid touchers. And what they do is the airlines get these people to make reservations.
Mm-hmm.
So they show a woman on the side. They show a woman going, and the guy says, TWA. and it's a guy in prison.
Right.
And the guy's covered with tattoos, and he's taking reservations. Mm-hmm. He's on the computer, and he's making flight reservations for people because the airlines, I think TWA was the airline that was mentioned, do this in a cost-cutting move.
Sure.
And he later talks to this guy when he's out of jail. When he's sitting in a food court.
Like he's taking reservations for people?
Credit card numbers, the whole thing.
The airlines, and apparently not only the airlines, but lots of businesses do this as a way of cheap labor.
Sure.
That they don't have to pay somebody $8 an hour. They pay a guy in prison like 90 cents an hour.
You never know where that phone's ringing.
Right. And they show the guy in prison taking the calls, and then he's just walking around the Mall of America. There's some guy who's covered in tattoos who just got out of jail, and who says, and again, it's all how the movie's edited, that he shows the guy in jail who's making the plane reservations saying, you know, you better...
Taking the plane reservations.
Yeah, right. You never know when you're making a reservation. It might be a convict that's actually doing it, or if you're buying a pair of clothes or whatever you're doing.
What's your expiration date?
They show this guy just sitting down eating, and I guess he just got out of the jail, and he says, well, how do you think... What's your feelings on the world today? The guy just says... I'll effing kill you right now. It doesn't matter to me. I'll go back to jail. And then the movie is edited so brilliantly that the next cut is a different convict in jail who's got the Time Life headset on, and he's going, TWA, may I help you? And the guy's covered with tattoos all over his arms.
Well, and what's good about what he does, I always call him Roger Moore, I always do that, but it's Michael Moore. What's good about what he does is he rattles the cage, man. And when he does this, a lot of times the result of his efforts, we're better for it because when they get caught doing crap like this, they stop doing it, and that's good, too. And he's done that throughout his career, and you can't fault a guy for that.
Here we go. And here you go. Here's we get these. Here are some of the instant feedback.
Oh, I'm sure we get the haters.
Here we go. Don and Mike, you bastards. Michael Moore is an America-hating communist wacko.
Yeah, of course. There's an open mind. Right?
Here's another one. I do agree with his right to say it and sell it. I have a right not to listen to this leftist bastard's crap.
God, amazing.
Not spend my hard-earned money on him.
They got the right to say that, too.
Here's one who says, I knew WNEW might be changing formats. I just wouldn't have guessed it would go to NPR.
Oh, okay.
You know, sorry that we discussed something that doesn't involve something that comes out of your ass. but I promise we'll get back to that in just one moment.
Well, let's tell the truth. That's where we're really comfortable.
And if you want to talk about stuff that comes out of someone's ass, I can think of no better person to bring to the table than our friend Michael Moore.
Well, in the words of Rob Spiewak, probably brownie batter through a sieve.
We have to break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Hey, listen. Hello, next. Tomorrow on the show, Dynamite Redneck Olympics. All kinds of events. The man or woman with least amount of natural teeth. We're going to have a tobacco spitting contest. We're going to have a hubcap throwing contest. We're going to have most tattoos. We're going to have most Confederate tattoos.
Did you mention least teeth?
Yeah, least teeth. That's the first thing I said. Also, I think maybe the dirtiest fingernails.
Absolutely. Fans, it's going to be a great day.
All of that on tomorrow's show.
We're smell. You got it.
And, of course, bring your colonel. What do they call that car? The
General Lee.
Bring your General Lee down because we want to also rate your vehicles.
Yeah.
Rate your hoopty-mobiles.
Just a good old boy.
The late Waylon Jennings, ladies and gentlemen.
And tomorrow, when we pick our redneck Olympic winner, that lucky guy or gal is going to get $1,000 in American money. Not Confederate money, not North money, not South money. American money, a united America.
And there is no doubt in my mind that $1,000 in this day and age will buy an enormous chocolate pie, almost a mile wide.
So next, start showing up tomorrow morning. at 11 o'clock. We're just going to kind of do it on the fly.
Fantastic. Good luck. I hope they win the pie.
We figure that there's certainly a large enough contingent of rednecks sure. who are listening to the show.
Have we mentioned we're not averse to having a full parking lot, so please feel free to bring your kin.
Yes. bring all of them.
Ken folk.
Come driving in your Beverly Hillbillies truck. you know the kind of the beginning where it's
absolutely yes. Jed's a mountaineer.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So come on down. We'll be doing the show outside tomorrow.
Are there going to be vittles?
They're only if you bring your own.
Okay, so please bring your own vittles.
Bring your own vittles, your own varmints. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Hey, I think you should have belt buckles. Got the big sombrero's name.
What?
The belt buckle. Belt buckle. The biggest belt buckle. No, I don't think
so. No, that would be upscale country western. That's right.
And besides, that contest would be won by George Michael.
Right.
From Channel 4.
Your good redneck isn't going to give a whole hell of a lot of thought to a belt buckle.
No. George Michael, who incidentally, I might mention, George Michael, you might want to be listening to the April Fool's Day show this year.
Ah, very good.
If you're a fan of George Michael.
Very, very exciting. Watched him last night, as a matter of fact. He looked like he had a little trouble with his left eye.
Okay, you might want to keep any comments about George's personal appearance.
I will.
Down to a minimum.
I love his. I think he's one of the best dressed men on television.
Until at least April 2nd.
He's a very, very good guy.
There's a chance to do it. Yeah, well, we did it one time before with George.
Right.
Remember that time that George came on the show and
yes.
actually went
yeah.
back? And
was like a retro thing. With
top 40 thing.
He loves doing that.
That's what we're thinking about. At least until you mentioned whatever's going on.
No, there's nothing. Left off. No, it's just he looked like he might have had a... Yeah, he might have had a little infection or something.
His left eye. Thursday on the show, we are doing the RV ride around the Beltway.
Good.
Now, again, Infinity, oh, what a company. Right here, I feel it for a fan. I love this company so much. So cheap. I keep wondering when the profits will trickle back to us.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that everything they do is a cost-cutting move.
Yes, it is.
They've decided now, in an effort to save money, that they're not going to subscribe to the rating service, the only rating service, Arbitron, that they're not going to buy the ratings. That's how the company makes their money, Arbitron. They get people's ratings, and then they give them to radio stations. It's not a free service. It's a, you know, free enterprise, and they charge for it.
Yeah, and if you have a lot of company radio stations, it's you know, can be very expensive.
And Infinity's got about 1,000 stations, and now none of us get the Arbitron ratings.
Hmm.
And we mentioned last week that the ratings came out in New York, and they were not good. We called around and found out that they were not... Well, not very good. Although I have found out since that they're better than we thought.
Yeah, we weren't able, because we don't subscribe, to get all the details
right.
and all the different categories that you would have. Once we got a little deeper into it by friends and family members letting us know, it was a lot better.
And again, because we don't subscribe, I'm not allowed to give actual
numbers. Can't talk about the
numbers.
No.
But I will tell you that we are, as a show, as a day part, we are over... A one share.
Yeah.
So we had thought we had been below, like we had been 8 or 9 tenths of a point.
But we are over a one share.
We are over a one share.
Oh, that's
I can't give you the actual number.
Right.
The numbers for DC, the monthly ratings came out today. Again, we could not be happier. Thank you for supporting the show and our brand new time slot. We will try to thank you as best we can on Thursday.
Good.
By driving around the Beltway, doing a live show from an RV.
No bed?
Satellite technologies, no bed, Mike. You're going to have to just sit in one of the captain's chairs.
Well, why isn't there, I mean, if it's an RV.
We have equipment that we have to load into there. Your sleeping area, your laying area has to be used for equipment.
All right.
So Thursday we are going to be driving around the Beltway, giving away money. That is money. That is on Thursday's show. Another of the categories I almost forgot for tomorrow's Redneck Show, best mullet.
Yes. Best mullet, fantastic. Hair, teeth, smell.
Best mullet, that's another one of the contests. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I called about 2 weeks ago and asked you guys when you were going to start rating the women again.
Sir, what I got in my hand right here.
Oh, look at that. There's the list.
You got it right here. I told you. We're going to, and listen, we have to wrap this up.
Please do.
We have to wrap this up before the end of the week. Tomorrow we have the Redneck Olympics.
Right.
We may have a little time for that.
Good.
Thursday we may have a little time with the RV show. Mm-hmm. Friday we're not here. And then Monday we start a whole new deal. And we got to get the deal done before Monday.
Very good.
So you're doing it today, right now.
So we're starting it right now, yes.
All right.
Thank God. Okay. The reason I've been, you know, hassling you guys is me and my office mate been playing along. We wanted to see how close our top 20 or top 25 would be.
All right.
Yeah, we're losing daylight.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here you go, guys.
All right, we're going to get back to it right now. And, Mike, let's just continue the rating.
All right.
I'm going to throw out the broad's name.
Are we welcoming callers to suggest women, too?
Not yet.
All right.
Because I think we have enough women at this point that we still have viable candidates that we need to rate.
Okay.
And then perhaps in the next break, and maybe tomorrow, we'll get any stragglers.
Good.
That we might have forgotten. And I know there's a lot that we forgot. Let me just get to the big names that I know we have not rated yet.
Good.
Such as Cindy Crawford.
Mm.
Go.
Cindy Crawford, wow. You know, out of the limelight, not what she, you know, we haven't seen her enough. So I'm going to give her a, she's still a gorgeous woman, striking woman. I'm going to give her a 6.2.
I give her 5.9.
All right.
That's a good rating as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's fair.
Let me see. How about Anna Kournikova?
Anna Kournikova.
Anna, I would eat the corn out of her kova.
I'll tell you right now, Anna Kournikova continues to do it for me. Young, beautiful, exotic. She doesn't look like the average woman. She's very, you know, she's got the athlete thing going.
Let me give her an 8.3.
Yeah, I'm going to give her an 8.3. I think the 8.3 will be the definitive grade for her. I like that.
When we agree.
I was going to give her the mid-8s, and you came in with an 8.3.
And incidentally, when we agree and you hear that sound.
That cannot be changed.
That means that is indisputable evidence.
And you know what? Not classically beautiful, but
no.
She's just got a sex appeal that, you know, you look at her and you go, wow.
Doable.
You go, ooh.
Very doable. All right, how about the broads in Destiny's Child? Now, I don't know all of their names.
Well, I think that the only one we should rate is Beyoncé Knowles.
I think we should rate them as a group. We rate the three women together. Destiny's Child.
Hmm. I'm going to give Beyoncé Knowles and Destiny's Child. I only want to rate Beyoncé because I think she's the star and she's the big. I'm going to give her.
Well, I know that they're all interchangeable. That they've changed girls like a million times.
If it isn't Beyoncé Knowles the core of the group, I'm going to give her an 8.1.
I go 7.0. Hmm? 7.0.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, that's a strong number. It's
sure.
Just.
I watched the making of the I'm a Survivor.
Okay. How about, oh, let me see. Who haven't we rated for a long time? Oh, here's a good one. This is very timely. Liv Tyler. She's, you know, Steven Tyler's daughter.
You can go first on this one.
I'd be glad to. Unfortunately, Liv Tyler started to look like her dad. I give Liv Tyler a 3.
We are in total agreement. Liv Tyler does not. I will give that her as a definitive grade. I do not mind doing that. Liv Tyler has never really done it for me, and she is kind of turning into her dad. Kind of a strange-looking woman.
Okay. Let me continue down the list. Oh, we've not gotten into sports babes yet.
Good.
How about, hold on, here's a movie star we've not rated yet. Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, I'm going to go on this one, and Meg Ryan, who... I believe has had some kind of plastic surgery.
She's kind of fallen apart on us, isn't
she? And she looks goofy ever since her troubles. I'm going to give her a 5.
I'm going to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go lower.
That's fine.
I got to give Meg Ryan a 4.1.
Okay, very good.
And that saddens me.
No problem.
Now, keep in mind, I'd still do her.
Right.
I'd still poke her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think she's beautiful.
How about Renee Zellweger, who is nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, I went first last time. You want to go first this time, or you want
sure,
me to jump
I'll take Renee Zellweger. Renee Zellweger. Now, she was kind of plump in that Bridget Jones Diary movie. But I like her from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I do too, but I mean, it's a long time since
She was in a dumb Jim Carrey movie.
And that was her goofy period when she was acting real weird.
She's kind of affable, though. 5.5.
I'm going to give her a 2.8. Never liked her a lot.
Ouch. Okay. How about our friend from CBS, Bonnie Bernstein? You go first.
Bonnie Bernstein, a woman that I have seen on television, and she looks very good. And then I've seen her in person in the studio, and she is...
You can't appreciate how hot she is on TV.
She is a sexy, sexy woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Bonnie Bernstein an 8.5. I'm going to put her up there because I've met her, and I've seen her in person. I know she doesn't, you know, she shouldn't necessarily be in that company, but I'm going to give her a solid 8.5.
7.6.
Well, next time she comes on the show,
that's fine. I'll stand by that.
That's having Michael Moron. See, he gets all ballsy now.
No, I think that's. Listen, I've been closer to her than you. I've shared a car ride with her. I smelled her seat.
Right.
After she was in my car.
Yeah,
okay.
I did, too.
You understand what I'm saying? I really did.
I lower my grade?
How about, that was not.
Just kidding.
That was not the reason I lowered the grade, incidentally. She's a clean, beautiful woman.
She's clean, she's decent.
How about songstress Mariah Carey? We've not, and you know what? I'm going to surprise you on Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
That even though she's nuts, I think her boobs have gotten exponentially bigger over whatever period of time. Maybe she's dressing differently now,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of like the blonde hair.
Right.
I just can't stand her when she talks
right.
with that goddamn New Jersey accent. But if you could get her to just, if you could just duct tape her mouth and just have sex with her, I give Mariah a 7.
Mariah Carey has never done it for me. I mean, she really hasn't. I think she has a pretty good body. I think she likes to show her body off, but she, you know, she fluctuates dramatically, and her face is just about average. I'm gonna give her a 3-4.
All right, Lisa, put those in the computer, and give me those results tabulated with the other results. When we come back, we'll do one more quick round of this.
Very good.
And then I believe we'll leave the rest of the women that we have not rated up to you guys.
I think that's the best way to do it, because that'll make sure we include all the women that should be on the list.
I got a list. I'm going to go through the rest of the women on my list very quickly in the next break, and then we'll leave the rest of it up to you guys.
I'd love to give a grade in the nines, and I'm looking for that 9 woman, you know.
We will come back and tell you if the top 10 has changed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who are these people?
Tom Shizzle on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Was there no trip tone on that? Who are these people?
Who are these people?
No, I guess not. We gotta put a trip tone on that thing.
Who are these
people? There he goes. It's like Jerry Seinfeld over and over again. It's like Jerry Seinfeld hell.
Who are these people?
Jerry? Are you gonna watch the
Who are
okay. these people? Are you gonna watch the what's her name show?
Who
the
are
no,
these
because
people?
Because the promos have sucked so bad.
Who are these?
And I've read every review, and I don't want to watch it.
I am taking it
who
out of the machine.
Who are these people?
Take it out of the machine.
Jerry?
Okay. All right, yes, the latest Seinfeld failure
right.
will air tonight.
That is really a surprise to me that out of all three, and you never know. I mean, you can't buy the reviews. She might have a hit show on her hands. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens, but
right.
it seems to me like it might not be happening, and then you will have all three of them that went down the tank, and that's not a standard.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Michael Richards.
Right. And Jason Alexander.
Now, right. Jason Alexander's failure, watching the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials, mm. nothing indicates more what a no-talent he is
However,
than when you watch him on those horribly unfunny KFC commercials.
May I tell you the amount of money he got for those commercials?
I'm sure it was just an absolute satchel full.
You'll die.
Oh, God.
You'll yeah. die. You'll friggin' die.
How much money did he get?
$10 million.
Oh.
$10 million.
Oh,
all right, we got to get back to the women.
Oh, no, I can't after that.
We're going to get back to the women
yeah,
now.
Yeah, these are yours. It's soggy. Yeah,
here is the current Don and Mike ranking, and we do have a change in our top 10.
All right.
This is our combined rating now.
Our top 10 million.
Top 10. Here we go. Number 10, Jamie Presley.
Wow.
Number 9, Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Number 8,
Dark Angel, if you're wondering.
Right. Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Bonnie Bernstein.
Oh.
Number 6, Britney Spears. Number 5, Catherine Zeta Jones.
Beautiful woman.
Number 4, Anna Kournikova.
Wow.
Number 3, Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, log jam that will never be broken. Brooke Burke, number 2.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley, number 1.
Number 1.
Wow. Now, that's the current top 10. We're going to get to as many girls as we can now.
Girls.
And we will ask for your input on this as we continue, I guess, tomorrow.
Very good.
Reese Witherspoon. I will go first on this dog. To me, Reese Witherspoon is the most overrated piece of ass. She got the frying pan face. Reese Witherspoon, I give a 1.5. I wouldn't do her with Buzz's D.
I can't go that low. I'm going to give her a 2.8. I'm going to go, but I agree with you that she's not in the upper range.
Pop singer Alicia Keys.
Pop singer Alicia Keys, a beautiful, beautiful woman. I think she's a solid 7 right there.
I'll match it.
That's her great
rating. Mm-hmm. When Mike and I agree, there can be no debate.
It's the law. That vaults her up into a very high rank.
Alicia Keys is a 7. Tara Reid. Have we voted Tara Reid yet?
I don't think so.
The young teenage POA. I like Tara Reid. The only thing that bothers me about Tara Reid that I can't get past is that she's had Carson Daly's privacy in her.
Oh, God.
And unfortunately, I know this is supposed to be just physical.
Yeah,
but
you got to go with, I mean, we put Bonnie Bernstein up there because we have personal experience.
I got to give Tara Reid a 6. I'd rate her higher if she hadn't, you know, had his love juice.
I was looking at a picture of her the other day, 5'2". Nothing special.
Okay.
Little boy's body.
How about singer Toni Braxton?
Toni Braxton, you know, the perennial favorite at award shows. Loves to show skin, but I think she's middle of the pack, 5.5.
I'd give her a 4.5.
Okay.
I think she got a boy's body.
Oh, she's Toni Braxton?
I mean, she's got boobs. She doesn't have
she's got big boobs.
They're not giant boobs.
Yeah, she shows them, though.
Yeah, but they're not giant. They're not big, big, monstrous, giant boobs.
She occasionally has a little junk in the trunk, too.
All right, what about, let me see, have we done Jerry Ryan yet? 7 of 9?
No, please.
And she's also on Boston Public?
Yes. Oh, yeah, this is good because I saw her just the other night on one of the late-night talk shows.
Yeah.
And you go ahead.
I think she's a POA in my book.
You might not have if you've seen the talk show I saw her on.
Well, I saw her as 7 of 9
right.
on Star Trek. And based on that, she's a 7.5.
I thought she was one of my all-time favorites until I saw her. I think she was on Letterman. And she looked like a praying mantis. There is skinny. There is thin. There is perfect. And then there is what she was on this show, which is gaunt. She was too gaunt. Too skinny. She needs to put about 20 pounds on. I'm going to give her a 4.3.
All right. How about, I don't think we've done her yet, Buffy, right? Sarah Michelle Gellar. Have we done her? Not yet.
I think we had her on the list the first go-around.
This broad doesn't do it for me. She's a 4.
Give her the definitive grade right there. I have no problem with that.
Ouch. She's a 4.
I think we're being nice.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing the best we can here.
Mm-hmm.
Have we done Christina Aguilera yet?
I don't think we have. Is she on the list?
Go ahead, you go first.
Christina Aguilera has moved up on my list. I would have her in the 5s, wallowing down in the 5s. But however, the other night when she wore that new outfit, which the leather pants, the low-rider leather pants with the garter belt that you could see coming out of the top, based on fashion, she moves up into the 6s. I give her a 6.3.
She's just such a little whore. She's just such a little whore.
God bless her.
5'9".
5'9".
5'9". Okay.
And you take the makeup off. I don't think the raw materials are there.
All right. She's getting a little long in the tooth, but we should rate her anyway. Sheryl Crow.
1.5.
Oh, no. She's a solid 3. She's a 3. For Sheryl Crow.
There we go.
Here's what
Not a lot to talk about. I mean, she's been out there a long time.
Here's what I know we're going to have fun with. I think she still is in today's headlines. Oprah Winfrey. We always love rating Oprah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Oprah?
What would you like to give Oprah?
I give Oprah... Well, she does have tig bitties.
Oh, my God.
Give Oprah a 1.
I give Oprah a 0.8.
I would do her. She'd be another one. I'd have to duct tape her mouth, though. I couldn't stand her talking to me with her goddamn
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Dr. Phil BS. How about Andie MacDowell? The actress Andie MacDowell.
2.2.
I call her Andie MacBowell. She is a 1.0.
Yeah, it's personal. I know. You don't care for her.
1.0. Let me see. Have we done Jewel?
I don't think we have this go-round.
Singer Jewel?
Jewel is, I think, a strong 4.5.
I rate her higher. If she would just get her teeth straightened, she'd be almost perfect.
See, but the teeth are the charm. That little snaggle tooth is part of part of the charm. You know, it's not like they're rotting and falling out.
I'll give her a six. How about Natalie Portman, the broad that was in Star Wars?
Natalie Portman is one of my... Is she the one that was in that Where the Heart Is movie also?
Right.
Natalie Portman gets better looking all the time. I'm going to give her an 8.3.
Ugh. And I'm not doing this just to screw you up.
Right.
I can't. She looks to me like that kid that was Powder. You know, in that movie Powder? Because I can't picture her...
Up there, you done.
I can't picture her not being in the Star Wars movie where she wore all the white makeup.
Right.
2.1.
Oh, no!
That's... Truly,
That's an injustice.
Deal with it.
All right.
Have we done Charlize Theron?
I thought we did.
I don't think I...
Not
I don't,
this time.
I don't see her name on the list. We've not done Charlize Theron. You know what? I dig her, except I don't dig her short haircut.
Yeah. No, I didn't like her. In the Cider House Rules, she had this kind of Betty Boop hair that didn't work for me. But, man, when she's got it going on.
Yeah, well, give her a number.
9.5.
Ooh.
There's my little surprise. I think she is one of the most classically beautiful women I've ever seen on screen.
Wow. 6'9".
Oh.
6'9".
Nobody's going to be moving old Liz Hurley out of that top spot, that's for sure.
Hey, you know what?
Sorry.
You know what?
Sorry about that. I wish you know what? After that comment about Natalie Portman, I wish I had my chance over to vote again. What did I give Elizabeth Hurley? Do we have it written down?
7-1.
7-1.
7-1.
I'd be rethinking that, boy.
Hey, listen, if you're giving your broad a 10, your Brooke Burke, you gave her a 9.7. If you had given her a 10, it might have helped her out.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's... go back.
No,
the voting is final.
No.
Because this very thing would happen. We'd start doing this.
Because in my mind, Elizabeth Hurley's a 10.
What did you give Charlize Theron? What was the grade that you just gave her?
Do you remember? Not a high grade.
Favorable.
Not a high grade.
Oh, my God.
We got time for one more broad, and then we have to...
one more Brad.
We have to break.
Which Brad do you got there next, Don?
All right. Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks. I'm kind of over Tyra Banks.
Yeah, I am too. Overexposed.
But still, mighty beautiful. Great jugs.
I give her 7.5.
I'll go 7.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Christ. 6.7.
6.7?
I'm just bored up with her.
Can I lower mine also? Make that her definitive grade.
6.7. So we're together.
Very good.
And I think we've covered just about everybody that I have from every possible list that I've put together.
Okay, excellent.
So the next time we rate women, we will open it up to you, the listeners, and we'll tell you if we've already rated the woman.
In a world where on the radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Boy, I'm really liking my list, too.
And if we have not rated the women yet, we shall. Lisa, during the break, can you please pull for me my top 15 and Mike's top 15 as we stand as of this moment?
Very good.
And we will have that for you directly. Buzz, the news tease of today is?
Today, pop up this: AOL accused of cheating its customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really. Welcome.
No.
Welcome. You've got spam. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFN, 202-422-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz News and Comment. And Buzz is today brought to you by Hard Times Cafe.
Yeah.
Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili.
Mm-hmm.
A big old chili dog or a half-pound shark-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. Buzz, you know what would go great with this food?
What would that be?
a can of Ensure.
You know, I came into the studio and I said, I go in and I ask Buzz. Buzz has my Excedrin that I borrow from him all the time.
Right.
And he's doing something nice by always, you know, providing me if I ever want an Excedrin, he's got him. And then I see he's got a can of Ensure. And this here is, I go, spying on you again, Buzz Burbank.
The good people at Ensure have come out with a whole new line of products, including a high protein drink for those of us who are doing the weightlifting thing. So.
Okay.
Isn't that
high protein?
You know, I mean, really, isn't that a product that's normally
for
directed
old people,
at
originally? Originally, the original Ensure was for old people mostly who weren't getting enough nutrition. It was a supplement.
What does it say on the can? What does it say on the can exactly?
Let me get it here.
Doesn't say for today's young, vibrant,
high protein. To help build muscle tissue.
But it must have other red thing on the writing there.
If you're old.
Like what? No, not chocolate
like
royal.
For today's active senior
no,
or something
No, nothing
like
about that.
That
at all. Mm-mm.
Rob,
nothing
go,
about seniors.
Go grab that can.
Protein to help build muscle, low in saturated fat, excellent source of 24 essential vitamins and minerals.
Well, just in the future, you might want to rip the label off.
How does it taste?
I'm proud. I'm proud of their new product. I'm proud of them coming out with a new line. For those of us who are younger and still building muscle. I'm not ashamed. No, don't try for me. I'm in good shape.
Number one doctor recommended.
That's right.
Ensure high protein.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
See? Nothing about seniors on there.
We haven't found a senior citizen on the can.
No pictures.
Suggest 3 cans per day for supplemental use.
Right.
No, he's right. Although
no seniors on there at all.
No, but you can't get past this, though.
What'd you find?
Just the word Ensure.
Just the word itself.
Ensure.
Just
itself.
The word.
Which, you know, for those that might not be getting enough food.
You want a pop culture reference, rent the movie Space Cowboys.
There you go.
Very good. At one point where where Tommy Lee Jones and Clint Eastwood are sitting at a table and the young astronauts send them over. As a goof, they send them over a can of Ensure.
Ensure.
And Donald Sutherland takes his teeth out and opens it up and drinks it. And they toast the
No, listen, a can of that and a can of cat food, and I'm good for the day.
Here are, before Buzz brings us the news, here are the top 15 from both you and I on the rating women thing.
Ah, always a fascinating combination here.
Where we currently stand, number 15 on Mike's list is Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Best stomach in the world.
Number 15 on my list is Jillian Barbary.
Mm, very hot.
Number 14 for Mike, Shannon Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14 for me, Halle Berry.
Okay.
Number 13 for Mike, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, baby.
Number 13 for me, Shannon Elizabeth. Number 14. Number 12 for Mike, Kelly Ripa.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12 for me, Jerry Ryan. Number 11 for Mike, Jessica Alba. Mm-hmm. Number 11 for me, Shania Twain.
Now we get into our top 10.
Yeah, here we go.
Number 10 for Mike, Destiny's Child. Number 10 for me, Jennifer Lopez. Number 9 for Mike, Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 for me, Bonnie Bernstein. Number 8 for Mike, Anna Kournikova. Number 8 for me, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Number 7 for Mike, Nicole Kidman. Number 7 for me, Kate Hudson. Number 6 for Mike, Jamie Presley.
Yeah, baby.
Number 6 for me, Jessica Alba. Number 5 for Mike, Bonnie Bernstein. Number 5 for me, and I stand by this, Helen Hunt.
Hmm.
Number 4 for Mike, Catherine Zeta, shut up, Ensure.
Sorry.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Number 4 for Mike. Number 4 for me, Anna Kournikova. Number 3 for Mike, Halle Berry.
Yeah, baby.
Number 3 for me, Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 for Mike, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, babe.
Number 2 for me, Britney Spears. Mike's number 1, Brooke Burke.
Mm-hmm.
My number 1, Elizabeth Hurley.
There it is. Very nice list, both of them.
And the
Hearing it, I feel as though I need to have more women. I don't need to have more women,
but we need to rate more women.
Well, when you look at the top five, it's dominated by the girls you've given the high numbers to. The overall top five. Number 5 is Charlize Theron.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, in anybody's top 5 list.
Number 4 is Anna Kournikova. We both agreed on her.
That was a kind of a surprise there.
Number 3, Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Brooke Burke. Brooke Burke.
Yes.
And number one, still, Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley.
You know,
hello.
You know what all those women have in common?
What?
They like the muscles that I get from new high-protein Ensure.
Okay. All right, Pops, what you got for the news today?
Lots of good stuff. Let's see what we can get to. America Online's been accused.
Let's see what we can get to.
Yeah.
That's Buzz's indication that he's looked at the clock. Sorry, Buzz. Blame Michael Moore in our NPR segment today.
He was good. America Online's been accused of charging thousands of customers for stuff they never bought. This according to a federal court lawsuit made public by the Sacramento Bee. The suit says AOL, quote, unlawfully charged and collected money for unordered merchandise, shipping and handling charges from subscribers' credit card, debit card, and checking account.
You're not doing the dance because you said the Sacramento Bee, are you?
Of course he is.
Pointing to the Sacramento
Bee. He was doing the Sacramento dance.
The unordered items include books, stereos, and linens from AOL banner and pop-up ads, even in cases when AOL subscribers clicked the no thanks button.
Oops.
AOL says the accusations are without merit.
What newspaper was that again?
The Sacramento Bee. Down Mike's doing the dance as well.
The Sacramento dancing.
Sorry. The Kansas City pharmacist accused of watering down cancer drugs now admits he did it. For that confession, he avoids a trial and gets less prison time. Robert Courtney, a millionaire high school classmate of mine, admits he diluted dozens of drugs for nearly three dozen patients.
You know, is he really a classmate of yours?
It's true. He was a senior, I think, when I was a junior at South High School in Wichita.
My God.
Yeah. He now faces 17 to 30 years in a federal penitentiary.
Oh, good. So he's still going to get nailed.
He could have gotten 196 years.
Yeah, it's still pretty scary.
And he really enjoys insurance.
A judge in Georgia doesn't think the operator of that creepy crematorium will try to leave the country or endanger anyone.
I told you we're not going anywhere.
No, so we're fine. And sorry, everyone.
He's agreed to let Ray Marsh out of the slammer on $100,000 bail. 331 corpses have turned up at the Tri-State Crematory, where apparently the incinerator's been broken for years.
Sorry.
But the search for bodies continues, and they expect to find more. Only half the property's been searched so far. The area not searched includes a three-acre lake.
Hey, I just found another body.
Yes? I love Frida for her beautiful voice.
Hey, look, he's talking.
You gotta see that woman.
We buried one alive.
I wish she'd get a divorce.
Boy, that's scary.
You gotta see her, because she is a dream.
Yeah, Beetle came out.
And when she calls him boo-boo, stop,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because Don is the king.
The dead Sam Lipton. There he is, everybody. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. There's another dead person. What was that?
Lisa, you are on the air.
Buzz, you're please listen to this.
For a commercial.
What can we do?
You picked it right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We cut the chit-chat a-hole.
All right, station break. Here we go. Washington, D.C., WJFK. New York, WNEW. Portland, Oregon, KUFO. Seattle, KQBZ. Salt Lake City, KWUN. San Francisco, KYCY. Las Vegas, KSFN. Sacramento, KHTK. That's all I got time for before the vocal. Oh, it's magic.
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
That's our bowling balls, of course. There's the Touchstones. Call 100 right now, 877-365-3636. Tomorrow night, Don and my gutter balls will be making our first trip ever to Maryland.
Go balls!
Tomorrow night in Laurel, Maryland,
we're going to live there.
We're going to bowl a bunch of guys and gals named the Corduroy Nine.
Let me say hi to all my friends out at the Willow Lake Apartments.
At the Laurel Lanes on Baltimore Avenue.
Very good.
Our balls will hit the lanes at 7 o'clock. I'm just going to read this as it was written.
Good for you.
If you're going to be late, don't show up at all, ass. Thank you.
Does that come from Rummy?
Who wrote this, Rummy? Or Rob?
Rob
wrote that commercial.
Hateful monster.
Here now is Buzz again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, in sports, the Utah Jazz continue their 9-game road trip with a stop in Sacramento tonight. And this just in, Michael Jordan's on the injured list for the first time since 1985. It's his right knee, of course, which doctors are still trying to figure out the problem for.
I'll take care of that for you, baby.
My knee hurts. My knee hurts, Juanita.
Oh, baby.
No word how long he'll be out.
Touch me.
NASCAR's fined Matt Kenseth's crew chief $30,000 for the car failing inspection after the Subway 400.
There you go.
Kenseth's car was found to be about a quarter inch lower than the minimum 51 inches off the ground. Kenseth's victory still stands, however. And finally...
There they go, Buzz. Look at them go. God damn, look at them go. There they go. Tide. Viagra. Home Depot. Mellow Yellow? Not sure.
Sure, I don't think.
Sure.
Sure. Finally, an 87-year-old Florida man is suing his psychic after she allegedly promised to cure his leukemia.
Come on.
She supposedly told him all she'd need is his $320,000 life savings and an SUV. And not just any. She reportedly said she needed the Cadillac SUV to pray in. She allegedly told Leroy Hoffert...
I got that. That's a nice car, man.
Leroy. She told Leroy Hoffert he could only be cured if he kept all of this secret. He apparently believed her because she seemed to make a snake crawl out of a chicken egg he had brought to her.
Fascinating.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
No. No. Show today. Our thanks to Michael Moore. His book is called Stupid White Men and Other Sorry Excuses for the State of the Nation. His website, michaelmoore.com. Tomorrow on the show, the Redneck Olympics, giving away $1,000 from the Dish Network. Get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months. Free installation, 800-333-DISH. Thursday on the show, we're driving around the Beltway, the RV show, giving away money. That's courtesy of Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. And don't forget all you necks. Show up here at Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters at WJFK tomorrow morning starting at 11. Bring your kin. We will have our Redneck Olympics outside tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Inside. Why do I always go to line 7?
Hello.
Hello. I'm caller 100.
Yeah, right. What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck, where are you from?
Fairfax.
The mother chucker. Chuck, you've won the American prize to American Pie. 2 prize pack. Okay, the unrated version of American Pie 2. Fantastic. Premieres on pay-per-view March 1st, available on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Love that American Pie. And love the unrated version of American Pie 2. Even better. You know, we've had so much show today, we don't even have time to have our goof off because we're not paying for the ratings.
I know. We went right up to the wire today.
Listen, thanks. And thanks again, DC, for the ratings. What, Buzz?
I just thought I heard something like maybe the tide going out.
Senior stuff.
Yeah. Okay, and sure. Well, see, you know, have a good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob?
I have a question. Can you?
No, you first.
All right, as soon as I do.
I told you all along, you first. Can you be kind?
No.
Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, and toodaloo.
Ass. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.